and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're feeling pretty good this weekend. I know if you're a Trump fan, you're probably feeling a little bit of extra zip in your step. Woohoo! Plus, we've had some great weather this weekend here in Central Florida. As they say, this is why we live here. And, of course, we are why you are tuned in here. That's right, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries 3-hour Sunday evening classic tour coming to you live on FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer, and 1520 WBZW. Thank you ever so much for listening tonight. We really do appreciate it. We got a lot to go through tonight, as usual, but you are quite welcome to call us at any time. The number is still 407-774-8255. Got Aubrey Kahn in the studio with me again tonight. My Liberty Threads t-shirt. Got me, Christopher Hart, here in the studio. Got Pete Paquette on the bridge tonight. That's right. Jeff Sinis is out. He's celebrating, or actually helping his parents celebrate their 41st wedding anniversary, so congratulations to the Sinises, and he'll be back next week, but Pete's on the bridge tonight, and so he'll be answering the phones when you give us a call. All right. And, of course, Kathy Santomassino will be in later on with some more Sunday odd stories, presidential-related stuff. We got the folks, I believe it's Steve Gushov, scheduled to come in tonight from Legal Immigrants for America. And, of course, that'll be at 6 o'clock. And, of course, Sunny, our California gorgeous lady of wrestling, is going to check in at 7 o'clock, give us an update on the look of things out toward the left coast. Yeah, that's right. California. All right. Sometimes I like to have a sort of a theme, if you will, a theme word sort of for Sunday nights when we do a Sunday night show, right? And I kind of keep going back to it. Well, tonight I think that word is going to be relevant. Okay? Relevant.
Oh, so I'm out of here.
Thank you, Hillary, because it is all about you. That's right. Irrelevant in the sense that that is the word being used by the FBI tonight in regard to the new batch of emails found on Anthony Weiner's laptop, evidently. It's going to be a word that we kind of, you know, refer to again and again here tonight, because relevant is more, it's escalated now from pertinent, okay? First Friday, we heard that it was pertinent. That was the word used in Director Comey's letter to Congress. And by the way, Hillary Clinton came out, and first thing she did was lie. In that little two-question press conference she had Friday night, it was right at 7 o'clock, right as we were going off the air, we reported that it was getting ready to happen any minute, and then it did. And she came out and quote-unquote answered two questions. And she immediately lied, saying that the letter that the director sent to Congress only went to Republicans. When in fact, and it was quite clear if you simply looked at page 2, which I guess neither she nor anybody else in her campaign did, to see that it also went to all the Democratic congressional leaders that were pertinent or relevant to the investigation, if you will. So but it's gone. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That would have weakened her argument, though.
Well, yeah, we're going to get to that in a second.
So she had to lie.
Right.
She wouldn't know how to tell the truth, even if it bit her in the arm.
Well, that's about the size of it. And she is, as they said, I forget the reporter who said it, back when they were in the White House, the Clintons, that she's a congenital liar. I made that congenital lawyer, but in a lot of ways it's the same thing. There you go.
You pronounce them the same in the South.
Thanks to Three Dog Night there. And so, first thing she does is come out and lie about it. But the pertinent emails have now gone to relevant emails. Evidently, some of the emails have been seen and read by the FBI in their investigation into Anthony Weiner. And that's how it got to be from pertinent to relevant. Relevant in the sense that these have something to do with the Clinton scandal with the server and all of that stuff. So we already got a caller on the line. I believe it's Brad. So let's take that phone call. Did I get the name right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Brad? Usually
very,
call during the week.
Good. Now, this story just broke by Chris Wallace broke it. Obviously, a lot of the left-wingers don't want to touch it. But, you know, at first they were saying that, you know, they don't have a warrant, so they can't read any of them. This is what they were saying on MSNBC.
Right.
But Anthony Weiner willingly turned it over. That means they don't need a warrant. He is cooperating with them. And as you know, a husband scorned. In other words, okay, we all know he's a sleazebag, but there's been rumors about Huma and Hillary for years. And that's enough to scorn any husband. And let me tell you something. It's going to be so funny if the mighty Clinton machine is brought down by a tiny little wiener.
Oh, come
and I'm
on.
Telling you guys, there's more to this story than meets the eye. And stay tuned, but it's trickling out now, and MSNBC wants no part of it. Rachel Maddow looked like she was almost moved to tears the other night.
Oh, yeah.
This is some serious stuff right here, guys.
Well, no doubt about that. Yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right on all accounts there. The revelation, if you will, that Chris Wallace broke on his show this morning, actually, that was preempted by the football game from London, was that indeed Anthony Weiner was cooperating into the investigation into his shenanigans. And, of course, that is how the FBI got the laptop. That's how they got access to the emails and saw what was in there. Now, in terms of the warrant for the investigation into Hillary, evidently there was still some doubt as to whether that, or some controversy as to whether, debate, if you will, as to whether that would still be required for that additional investigation. At the bottom line is, if they need a warrant, they will get a warrant. They have the evidence. They're not going to evidently, hopefully not anyway, turn it back over to Anthony Weiner so he can destroy it like they did with Cheryl Mills and her laptop computer. But presumably they will hang on to this evidence. They will get the proper documentation if they need it. But as I said, it came out this afternoon via Fox that it is now, the emails have been described as relevant. And the reason they've been described as relevant is because, and this is referring back to some of what you were talking about, Brad, and that is that the FBI agents investigating Anthony Weiner stumbled across these emails and evidently read enough of them to understand that, yeah, this has to do now with that other investigation. So that also is breaking today. And, oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of crying and a lot of tears as the media has to digest this. But, of course, they're going to do everything they can to cover up for her, Brad. You know that.
Well, my secret hope is that somehow this will implicate, and because remember, Attorney General Loretta Lynch told Comey not to reopen this. Let me tell you something. If this implicates her or in any way the Obama administration, stay tuned, because this will be the bombshell to end all bombshells. And I think that's why the Justice Department does not want any part of this.
Yeah.
So it's going to be so amazing at a point in our history if, like I said, Weiner brings down the mighty Clinton, Obama, yeah, Democratic machine of corruption,
yeah,
all based on happenstance. You know, that's
sort
gonna
of,
be
yeah,
such an amazing thing.
Yeah, I like to call it the hand of God at work, if you will. That's how I characterize it. And yeah, I also on Friday night talked about how it's interesting that, ironic, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, everybody's been trying to get at the Clintons for all of these decades now. And it turns out it might be the two people, or the three people, if you will, closest to her that are the source of her demise. And that would be Huma Abedin, you know, via Anthony Weiner, and Bill Clinton via the foundation, all that. And Chelsea Clinton, who instigated an independent probe of the foundation, which led to a bunch of emails going back and forth that have been revealed by WikiLeaks. I mean, I you know, it's... What's the old saying? It's a nasty web. The web you... I forget the old... Yeah.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, you South Africans don't know that old saying, probably. Do you have spiders over there, by the way?
Yes.
Big ones?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. There you go. All right, I knew it had it in a storage bank there somewhere. All right, so relevant is the word tonight, because this means that the FBI has seen some of the emails, at least, and that they have determined that these emails indeed do have something to do with the Clinton scandal over the server. Now, this ploy by Hillary to come out, first she lies about who got the letter, but then she also started this ploy, this defensive ploy of, we demand that all of these be released, get us all out there, we want to see it all, the American public deserves to see it, blah, blah, blah.
She didn't have that same urgency when she was asked to...
You noticed that?
You know?
Did you notice that?
She is big like a hippo, right?
When it comes
but
to...
she is a hypocrite.
Well, see, here's the thing. She knows as well as any lawyer worth a dime's worth of salt will tell you that the FBI really has already revealed more than they should
have,
right? Mm-hmm. And that they're not obligated, nor is it common practice in an investigation, especially at the behest or the request or the demand of the subject of the investigation to turn over their evidence. That just doesn't happen, right? Now, once you get to trial phase and discovery and all that, that's a whole nother thing. But while the investigation is going on, it's basically your lips are sealed, right? So what has happened already is very extraordinary, and in that sense, they're right. But it's not like it hasn't happened before. These sort of things have happened before. As a matter of fact, it happened, I believe it was 1992, when George H.W. Bush was running against a young, brash lawyer, governor
from Arkansas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell him about it.
Yeah, 24 years ago, as former President Bush was surging back against challenger Bill Clinton, a special prosecutor raised new charges against Bush in the Iran-Contra probe, prompting Clinton to claim he was running against a culture of corruption.
Remember that old phrase?
Uh-huh.
And we've heard that over and over again from the Democrats ever since. What it was about the Iran-Contra affair during the Reagan administration. And what they did was, it was just the weekend, I believe, before the election, they indicted and announced the indictment of Caspar Weinberger.
Yes.
Old Cap Weinberger, mm-hmm, had been the Secretary of Defense, I believe, at the time, when the Iran-Contra thing all went down. And they tied all that to George H.W. Bush because he was the vice president. Of course, he had to know what was going on. And it was just very tangled up. And
it was later thrown out.
Yeah, it was exactly. The charges against Caspar Weinberger were thrown out by a judge and never even went to trial. So, you know, this sort of thing has happened before, but never to the Democrats, right? That's the difference this time. And
nothing ever happens to Democrats.
You know, payback is you know what. So anyway, we got we got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. Got some brand new poll numbers out. It's amazing how fast this election has snapped back to a neck-and-neck tie race.
I know, I got whiplash because of it.
Or something else, right? We'll be right back. Please do not go away.
Everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. Or 07-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
please join me and let's welcome Patriot Home Funding as our brand new sponsor here to the American Adversaries. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding. These are great folks, and they're longtime residents of Central Florida. John and Pierce at Patriot Home Funding are the sons of World War II veterans and are honored to serve our greatest heroes, our veterans. If you are a veteran, call Patriot Home Funding today. And if you mention the American Adversaries, John and Pierce will pay for your VA appraisal at closing. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. You can visit the lending experts at Patriot Home Funding anytime on the web at myphf.com or call them at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, where we finance the American dream.
The most important issue facing Florida today is our water management, specifically stormwater management. I estimate about 70% of all of our pollution in our rivers, lakes, and streams comes from our stormwater. We need to capture, clean, and redistribute this valuable resource. We need to stop wasting millions of acre feet a year to tide, and we need to take advantage of the water that's given to us. I'm Steve Edmonds, NPA candidate for Florida House District 28, and I approve this message.
Hey, y'all. This is heavyweight professional wrestler Sam Houston. You know, I know true champions in the political professional wrestling ring. The American Adversaries on AM 660. The answer, these guys power drive liberal baloney.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you got us until 8 o'clock, the American Adversaries. Don't forget then, you got Armed American Radio with Mark Walters and his team of guys and gals. And, of course, they'll take you right up until 11 o'clock. Great radio right here on FM 105.5, AM 660, the answer that you won't find anywhere else on the weekend nights. All right. 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to chime in on the conversation, have any questions here tonight. We're talking about this bombshell, if you will, this October surprise, whatever you want to call it, that came out of the blue like a bolt of lightning on Friday afternoon, as a lot of things have come out of the blue sort of this election season. And we now know that the FBI has seen enough of these emails. When I mean enough of, and I mean that both in terms of number and actually content, to know that this is not just pertinent, these are relevant to the investigation into Hillary Clinton's improper use of her server and those around her. And, of course, Huma Abedin is right in the middle of all this. And the Clintons are out there claiming that the FBI should release these emails in their entirety and all of that sort of thing. As I said, that's not standard practice in any kind of criminal investigation. The police does not, at the demand of the defense attorneys or the suspect in the case, acquiesce and turn over what they know until you get to the trial phase. So that's just all a big ploy to try to make Hillary look like the victim in this, like she's the one who is now the focus of rigged elections and that sort of thing. It's odd, isn't it, or ironic, that all the arguments that the Democrats were just using, what, mere days ago, are now they've shucked those and taken the other side's arguments, right? That Comey is now the worst thing to ever happen to the
right.
Justice Department, and Hillary Clinton is the victim of some sort of tampering of the election
right.
going on here. Of course, they already had that storyline with the Russians, you know, with the WikiLeaks and all that. And go ahead. You were going to say.
Well, you know, Comey was hailed as being bipartisan, right?
Or above
partisanship,
yeah.
even
yeah.
though he was a Republican for many years, which...
Yeah, but
it's questionable too.
But we also know he has some ties, if you will, to the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah,
right?
Millions of dollars worth of ties.
Exactly. So, you know, it's not like he can really be above mm-hmm. the fray, even though that's portrayal of himself that
he
wanted.
I'm still upset that this is only going on now because it won't reach a conclusion until after the election.
Well, but
it would have been better to have let it off in handcuffs.
Well, yeah, of course, but that actually might have complicated things. Now, I kind of think that this is playing out just the way if you're for Trump, you should want it to play out.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's happening late enough that, no, you're right, there will be no resolution at all. It's only going to get more complicated and convoluted over the next couple, well, months. So certainly by Election Day, we're not going to have any sort of resolution of it. There'll be the arguments once again on both sides, but there'll be no resolution. But it is serious enough, and it is more of the same enough that it may, you know, inspire enough people to think that, look, we're done with this. I don't want to go, you know, look at the next president having to deal with this before they even actually take the oath of office and then from there on. And now you got a bunch of Republicans actually, you know, bucked up by this, making some noise that they're actually going to stand up to Hillary Clinton if she gets elected. And maybe they will. I don't know. If it hadn't been for this, I wouldn't believe that as far as I could throw any of them.
I'd believe that in a month of Sundays.
But this might give them the political,
you think so,
ammunition, maybe. I don't know. But it might. But all it has to do is change that calculation in enough people, enough
in
voters'
minds, yes,
to make a difference. Now, also, yes, there is early voting going on, including here in the state of Florida. According to the government so far, about 20 million plus people have voted. And evidently that's about 20% of the people they expect to vote. In other words, they're looking for about 100 million votes in this election to come in. And in a number of states, they've been voting for weeks now. And, yep, of course, in Florida, you could have voted by mail. Now, I'm not sure about the state of Florida. We're trying to find out. But in a number of these states, they have said you can change your vote before Election Day.
That is wrong.
No, it's not wrong. It's the whole idea is that if they voted for Clinton and they want to go back and change it to Trump or no choice at all, they can do that because the vote technically has not been counted yet. Okay, they may have voted, but technically speaking, it is, quote unquote, not been counted yet and won't be until Election Day. That's when they count. So, you know, I'm not a big proponent of early voting. But if people are going to vote early, I do think that they should have the opportunity in a case like this to change their vote one way or the other. I see you're shaking your head.
It opens up to all kinds of corruption, Chris.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Who are the majority of the people that are handling the votes as they exist now?
No, you have to go through a documented process. You don't just suddenly change a bunch of votes. It's like you have to go down, you have to cancel out your old vote, you have to vote all over again. And the states have set up an apparatus to do this. I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that if you're going to have people voting a month ahead of the election, when so much can happen in the world of politics in that span of time, they should be allowed to rethink and re-vote.
You see, I am opposed to this early voting.
I am too, for this very reason.
And
this should make it very clear to everybody out there that it's not wise to have people voting a month ahead of election time.
And I'm also opposed to mail-in ballots.
I am too.
For the same reason. There is so much corruption.
We should go back to the old, what they called, absentee ballots, where you actually sort of had to apply for it. It wasn't automatic.
Right.
Right? You had to have a good reason to get an absentee ballot. You were in the hospital, or you were confined to a nursing home, or you were in the military, or in business overseas. You
right.
had to have a legitimate reason to get an absentee ballot. I agree with you entirely. The whole idea of early voting, to me, stinks of fraud.
Of course it does.
And when you look at these WikiLeaks emails, not the WikiLeaks, the Project Veritas videos, where they explain how they bust people around from state to state. Now, that, you can do it when you're doing voting all on one day, but you can't do a whole lot of it. But when you're voting
voting and mail-in votes?
I mean, you could literally take them to one state a day for 30 days if you could get away with it.
And they do get away with it.
I hope to say they do. Yeah.
They do. And you've got people voting in New York who get mail-in ballots for Florida.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. If you cannot get to the polling booth,
all right. So
you shouldn't be voting.
All right. But to get back to the Clinton scandal, at least those people in states like Pennsylvania, Maine, and other states, mostly in the Northeast, and I'm not, once again, sure about Florida, but most of those states will allow people who have voted already to change it. What would be interesting to see is if anybody does.
Yeah, and just change the subject a little bit. One of Trump's supporters is now being boycotted in Washington, D.C.
Who's that?
Yuengling beer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I heard about this yesterday. But to make up for it, Trump supporters
are buying beer and drugs. But the restaurants in Washington, D.C. are turning these guys away, and so are the bars.
Hey, that's all right. We're going to drain that swamp anyway, right? Fill it up with Yuengling beer. We'll be a whole lot better off. Yes, that's right. So, and a lot of people are planning to, if Trump wins a week from Tuesday, celebrate.
Celebrate with Yuengling beer.
That's right.
There you go.
All right, well, we got to take a break. When we come back, there's one thing I got to say. We got to admire the Democrats and all this on, okay? And we'll get to that when we get to the other side of this break. Stick around, though, and don't forget, when we get out of here at 8 o'clock, you still got great radio. It'll take you right up to 11 o'clock live with Mark Walters and Armed American Radio. All right, don't let the breeze blow you away. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is the AWA's illustrious Johnny Stewart. You know, when I'm driving around Orlando in my new Porsche, I listen to WORL. It's the answer, FM 105.5, AM 660. Christopher Hart, the American Adversary Show. You know, it's like political professional wrestling. And if you people in Orlando don't listen to it, I'm going to take the silver spoon out of my mouth and I'm going to bash you over the head.
We don't want to get around to doing that. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. You got the American Adversary Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour with Aubrey Kahn and myself, Christopher Hart. 407-774-8255 is the number. Just a couple of pieces of business before we get back to the topics at hand here. Mike Pence will be in town tomorrow. He's coming to Maitland. You can get your tickets, of course, at DonaldJTrump.com or the Victory offices, or if you have a source, you'll know how to get them. The doors will open at the Maitland Civic Center at 1:30. The event is scheduled to begin at 3:30. That's Mike Pence tomorrow at the Maitland Civic Center. Doors open 1:30. The event begins at 3:30, and you do need tickets. You can get them at DonaldJTrump.com. He's also going to be at Cocoa, in the morning. The doors open for that at 10. The event begins at noon, and then Clearwater in the afternoon, and the doors for that open at 4. The event begins at 6. Of course, you can get tickets for all of these things at DonaldJTrump.com. So no matter which end of our listening audience you happen to be on, you can go to a Mike Pence event tomorrow right here in Maitland, 1:30, 3:30, DonaldJTrump.com.
Two quick points.
Yes.
I just got a text from a friend.
Yeah.
And it says, because we've been talking about early voting.
Yes.
Well, now I feel guilty voting early by mail. Let me put some more salt in the wound, rub it in.
There you go. That's
and
right.
The other thing is, you know, we were talking about Yuengling. Isn't it amazing? Hillary was in Miami today.
Yeah, well, she was in Miami last night for a concert with, I believe it was Adele or somebody?
No. Who did? J-Lo.
J-Lo, that's
and
right.
And it rained like crazy.
Imagine that.
I'm so glad. Yes, that's right. Mark Antony had finished his performance before...
The rain began.
And where was Hillary Clinton this morning? She was in a bar in Miami.
She probably just spent the whole night there, right?
She was probably thirsty and went for a Yuengling.
Drowning her sorrows.
She was in a bar this morning in Miami campaigning. Now, according to sources, there were very few people, but plenty of liquor.
It was a full bar, so to speak, only not with people. And by the way, speaking of that, you know, something's been irritating me all week long, and I keep wanting to mention it, and I keep forgetting, so I'm glad you just reminded me. The Orlando Sentinel this week did a couple of articles. You know, Hillary was in Daytona yesterday, Right. And Donald Trump was in Sanford. What was it? Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right. Here's how they described Trump's crowd. Donald Trump arrives to hundreds of his cheering supporters for a tarmac rally Tuesday.
There was, what, 20,000?
There were easily close to 10,000 people there.
And then thousands got turned outside.
Exactly.
Right.
And then that's just the cover page, the front page picture caption. And then they repeat that again later on in the article. Okay?
The Orlando Sentinel.
And then today... I was scouring through the article about Hillary Clinton's little speech yesterday.
It wasn't the headline?
Clinton slams FBI chief at Volusia rally. This is the closest thing you get to any kind of a crowd tally.
There was 40?
Hillary Clinton pumps up the crowd Saturday in Daytona Beach. She spoke to a packed house of more than 500 people.
Ooh. It must have been a house that they packed the 500 into.
Dickerson Community Center. The only way she can draw a crowd is if she's on stage with J-Lo. So it's 500 people. And he's drawing 20 times that. Come on now. You know where the momentum is here. And, of course, this was a punch in the gut, this whole new FBI thing. Mm-hmm. By the way, Drudge is running a story today that the agents, and once again, these are agents who were not originally, most of them, involved in the Clinton email scandal, of about which there were 150 agents looking into those. These were separate agents looking into interstate sex crimes.
The Wiener thing.
Right, because he had been texting this girl in North Carolina. So
15-year-old.
Yeah. Right, it became a federal crime when you use any kind of federal apparatus or across state lines, it's a federal offense. And actually, you can be charged both by the state and the feds. So Wiener may be looking at both state and federal time.
But it's easy to spot him. Right. He drives the Oscar Mayer vehicle.
Right. But nobody's singing his song anymore, though. But anyway, the Drudge Report reports that the FBI had known for some time, for weeks now, that they had these new batch of emails and that they were not just pertinent but relevant to the investigation into Hillary Clinton. But evidently the agents thought, well, why bother? He's already closed mm-hmm. it down. So maybe there's even more relevance here than they're even admitting. So, and of course, they're admitting very little. But what I'm saying is maybe they figured out that perhaps there is something here that is more substantial in terms of proving that she actually did something wrong. By the way, the fact that she had a private server alone is a federal crime.
Offense. Right.
It violates U.S. Code 18:2201. And basically says you cannot use anything outside, any form of communication outside the government for government business.
This just in, Wall Street Journal. FBI found 650,000 emails on the laptop. Angry agents resign and Comey's wife urged action.
Who's reporting that?
Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal. Wow. Can you imagine when that hits?
Resignation letters are piling up at the FBI.
Can you imagine? This is only going to get bigger and worse for Clinton. And with this little time left before the election, there's scant little she can do but stand there and try to play the little Miss Victim, right? But with that sort of news breaking, this is not going to be good for the Clinton campaign, which it already hasn't been a good week. I mean, last week we came in here and we were scoffing at them, but the ABC Washington Post was reporting that she had leapt to a 12-point lead in the poll, in their poll. Well, that 12-point lead is now a one-point lead. And that only partially reflects this story, because it's taken over 4 days, and it only had gotten in a little bit into this weekend. So I would imagine that by this time next week, that ABC Washington Post poll may have entirely flipped, and Trump be several points ahead. There are a number of polls out, many of them partially, but none of them fully reflecting these revelations, and they all show a neck-and-neck race. The ABC Washington Post tracking poll shows Clinton plus one. And by the way, I'm only going to give you the numbers for a four-way race because that's what they're in, a four-way race. I mean, why even bother giving poll results for just the two? But they're very similar anyway. So ABC Washington Post, Clinton plus one. She had been plus 12 and 1 week ago. LA Times USC tracking poll, Trump plus two. The Investors Business Daily tip tracking poll, Clinton plus two. Both of those polls have been the ones who have been pretty much neck and neck the whole time, showing either candidate no more than 3 or 4 points ahead of the other at any given moment.
Right.
But that they are always very close. And those are the two polls I believe to keep an eye on, LA Times at USC and the Investors Business Daily. You got the NBC Wall Street Journal Ameris poll. This also showed just a mere week ago, Trump losing by 10, 11 points, Clinton plus one. All right, and once again, none of these truly reflect the and now with this breaking news also, this
is going to change some more.
Indeed, the Gravis poll, and Gravis, of course, is this local polling agency that polls around the country. They show Clinton in Florida plus one, by the way, they show Rubio and Murphy in a tie for the Senate race. The NBC poll shows Rubio plus eight. It's probably somewhere in between those. But nonetheless, this you can see how dramatically it has changed in 1 week.
And it's all within the margin of error.
And now you got a neck-and-neck race, and you got a lot of voting yet to be done. Yes, a lot of votes are already in, and you got a lot of voting yet to be done. And this is going to, it's just going to... It's just going to continue to snowball, I believe. And, boy, they've got to be scurrying around to see if they got anything left in their bag of nasty tricks to bring out against Trump. Because if they don't get off of this story and right quick, you are going to see one of the biggest collapses, I believe, in presidential campaign history. All right, we got JJ on the line, so let's take her phone call right now. JJ, thank you for calling tonight.
Yeah, hey guys.
How you doing on this fine evening?
Say,
what's that?
I think Comey could come out and say, "Hey Hillary, if you had only cooperated back in March of 2015 instead of deleting the emails and taking hammers to the evidence, the things that we're trying to investigate, we wouldn't have to, it wouldn't have taken us this long, and now we have 650,000." To go through at the last minute. I mean, suddenly she's all about, this is unprecedented, and that somebody would do this in 6 weeks of the election when she's been breaking the law left and right, but now suddenly she wants to adhere to the six-week rule.
Isn't it rich? I mean, all this time she's been trying to obfuscate, hide, lie, everything she can do to keep the truth from being known, and now she's out there standing all self-righteous, demanding that all this stuff be released. Of course, knowing all along that the FBI won't and can't, and so it's all just a ploy on her part to dupe people who don't know better. But yeah, it's beautiful though. This is why I say,
it's an answer to prayer.
It is.
I've been praying for her to be exposed, and I know a lot of people have been praying for a long time.
Yep. And this is the way God will do it. He will use those closest to her to bring her down. And that's what's happening right here. And by the way, if you remember, this isn't the first problem that Carlos Danger has had. I mean, this first started, 3 or 4 years ago, was it?
Even longer.
Well, I don't know. It's been a while. I know we
2012.
Okay, 2012, 4 years ago, right. Because I remember us talking about it way back then when Nostradamus found out that he was called, Carlos Danger, and we were having a lot of fun with that, right?
Yeah.
And if you remember, though, at the time, there were rumors that they were going to get a divorce and that Huma was wanting to leave him. She didn't want any part of him anymore. And this is before they had a baby. And guess who talked her into staying with him?
Hillary.
Isn't it beautiful? Hillary talked Huma into staying with Anthony Weiner and look at what's going on right now. It's, I mean, this is this is not coincidence. Believe you me.
That ought to be cause for people to question her judgment. And she surrounds herself with people connected to the Muslim Brotherhood and Anthony Weiner.
Well,
who's just the biggest jerk.
Well,
I mean.
Well, absolutely. You know? Absolutely. But, you know, when it comes to judgment, and of course, that's part of the argument why they say Donald Trump shouldn't be president.
Right.
He doesn't have the judgment or the demeanor. But
that's
if you,
what I'm saying.
I know. But if you look at the Podesta emails that WikiLeaks has dumped, all you see in there are her staff. It's exactly. Is her staff criticizing her and questioning her judgment? I mean, this has got to have a cumulative effect.
And I'm so glad that it broke this weekend and not next weekend, because it gives enough time for people that don't have the time to watch the news. I mean, for years I didn't know a lot of it, you know, get to have time to pay attention.
Right.
But I didn't know if you guys saw the Duck Dynasty guy, Phil Robertson. There's a great video on the Fox News website. I happened to catch it when it was live on Neil Cavuto on the Business Block yesterday morning. He was on there talking about how he talked to Donald Trump about how we're all sinners in need of Jesus Christ, and talked to him about the cross of salvation. And he had a little picture chart and everything. And I was like, this thing's got to, everybody's got to send this to all their friends and family, because it's beautiful. It's right on the Fox, if you scroll down on the Fox Business News website. And the other thing is, have you guys seen the video, Ordinary People Say No Thanks to Famous Actors Telling Them to Vote for Hillary?
No.
It's pretty good.
You've seen
They're like, thanks, famous Hollywood actors. We wouldn't have known. You mean there's a big election coming? Oh my gosh! You know, it's hysterical.
You know, but they're not all you know liberals. Kathy read a list last weekend on the show of a number of Hollywood celebrities. So at least some of them have come to their senses. So we won't call them irredeemable. just ignorant. All right, we'll try to.
That's what Phil Robertson talked about. Who is she to be the one to determine if who's redeemable and who's not?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we'll find that and then put it up on our Facebook page. All right?
Very good.
All right. Very good phone call, too. Thank you, JJ. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation and take your phone calls, too. 407-774-8255 is the number.
If you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499, jerrysmb.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
It's political, professional. professional wrestling at its finest, the American Adversaries on 660 WORL and on 1520 The Biz.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this story with the FBI is just keeps getting, if you will, juicier and juicier. You know, Donald Trump has been talking for several weeks now. He brought it up in the final debate, how the morale at the FBI was really in the tank. People, the agents, really upset about what James Comey had been doing. Aubrey?
Yeah, apparently, according to the sources, the atmosphere at the FBI has been toxic ever since he announced last July that he wouldn't recommend indictment against Hillary. Some people, including department heads, stopped talking to him. And even ignored his greetings when passing him in the hall. They felt he'd betrayed them and brought disgrace on the bureau by letting Hillary off with a slap on the wrist. Sources say that Comey agonized over the issue for months and even talked about it with his wife, Patrice, who has also gotten in on this and urged him to do something. He's been ignoring resignation letters from literally hundreds of FBI agents because of his decision. And it looks like he's backtracking.
Yeah, there's big trouble at the FBI, and there's big trouble in the Clinton campaign, too. 650,000 plus emails. Right.
Right. A lot of them from the wiener himself.
Yeah, no doubt. Boy, can you imagine going through some of those? All right, we have Tanner on the line. Tanner, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate you being there.
I appreciate you guys. I've been listening to the conversation, and it's very interesting. But
thank you.
I want to clarify. I've tried to explain to people when they've talked about, you know, Trump being, you know, the dirty businessman or the businessman. Well, any businessman is going to have some dirt. That's just the way it is. But what I've tried to look at him on the other side is, how does a woman or a family, the Clintons, amass great wealth when they have no company? They don't have a law firm. They don't have a business. They're professional politicians. Professional politicians have a salary of, what, $175,000, like $250,000?
Somewhere in there, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So how do you attain great wealth when the only asset that you have to offer is your influence and your vote?
Well,
I'm gonna hang up and listen to you guys if you don't mind.
Well, I appreciate you call, Tanner. Thank you for being out there tonight and your question. But you, in essence, you answered your question with your final couple of words there. Access, in essence, you know, influence, vote. That's what they have to sell, and it goes to the highest bidder. And when she had access, like she had being the Secretary of State, it meant that the bidding starts already pretty high, right? It's like an auction where she wasn't the cheapest item out there. And, of course, Bill Clinton went along with it, too. And this is what we have been finding out with some of the most recent WikiLeaks emails, and that is that they were clearly, Doug Band was the man in the middle of all this, and he was working to get people access to Hillary Clinton and the State Department to give money to the foundation and to hire Bill Clinton as a consultant or a speech to give a speech or something like that. But it is all about access, and this is why it is corruption. Donald Trump is so right. You know, our government has been corrupted by this. They have sold, you know, they're selling out for the dollar.
Right.
When you think about it, they are everything that the liberals criticize. You know, they have sacrificed everything for the dollar bill. All integrity, security of the United States, even lives, they have sacrificed for dollars. Dollars.
And yet they say they're for the little people.
Right. And that people who are out there scrounging around for dollars are somehow evil and greedy. Well, they're the worst of the worst in that, you know, depiction. They themselves have described themselves, only they don't see it that way, right? You know, they are the most greedy, the most low down, the most underhanded, but of course they have the highest of.
They are self-righteous.
Right. So they, you know, so, but yeah, it's all about influence. It's all about access. It always has been when it comes to politics and money. That's just the way it is. It's pretty simple equation. And when you have people that don't have integrity, you know, the sellout begins to happen.
And Tanner, here's something for you to chew on. If people are paying $20,000 to $200,000 for Hillary Clinton to come and give a speech, why does no one show up for her free speeches?
That's a good question. All right. Once again, the FBI is in turmoil over Hillary Clinton, and this reminds me, you know, we were talking leading up to the non-decision by James Comey. I thought that the FBI was going to turn over some sort of recommendation, and the reason why is because I knew that the people who worked at the FBI actually believe in what they're doing.
Right.
And that's what we're seeing now.
But Comey was a political appointment.
But he is, indeed. And we also know that he's tainted with the money in politics himself. So that's one reason why he got that appointment from Barack Obama.
Right.
And but here's another problem. Should Hillary Clinton get elected, unless he resigns, he's going to be there. She cannot fire him. The FBI director gets a 10-year term. And whoever, once he's appointed, he cannot be fired.
Well, he can be pressured.
He could be maybe pressured into resigning, but he cannot be fired. So if Hillary Clinton does get elected, he's still going to be the FBI director. And he's still going to have a mutiny going on within the agency itself. So that's going to put all that much pressure for them to fight the Justice Department, who will be controlled by Hillary Clinton. But you see, this is such a mess that I believe a lot of people are just going to want to avoid at this point.
And put Trump in
and,
there.
And
the good thing is that Loretta Lynch, if Trump gets in, Loretta Lynch is out.
She's out. That's right. Now, he can't fire Comey either. Whoever the next president is, at least for their first term, they're stuck with James Comey. I believe late in their second term, should they be reelected, they'll have the chance to reappoint him or appoint somebody else. But for the first term of the next president, unless he decides to resign or something else happens to him, you know, with the Clintons, you never know, but unless something else happens to him, he'll be there.
Yeah, he could wake up dead tomorrow.
Yeah, or he could resign next week. You know, that could be the next big, you know, thing to happen. Who knows?
Right.
With this and the way this is going, you know.
Anything's possible.
One thing is it's a thriller. Right? This is this election season has been a thriller from the start. It's going to be a thriller right through the end. And don't expect it to be over on the 9th.
No, it's going to be on for the next 8 years.
Well, not just
whoever
that,
wins.
Not just that. Expect whoever loses to put up a fight on the day after.
Uh-huh.
That's the way all this is playing out.
That's right.
The Clintons aren't going to go away easy.
They never do.
But we're going to have to put them away at the polls. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversary Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour.
Who's going to make it? I am the game. You don't want to play me. I am in control. No way you can shake me. I am heavy debt. No way you can pay me. I am the pain, and I know you can't take me. Look over your shoulder. Ready?
When America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
All right, welcome back to the show for hour number 2 of the American Adversaries 3-hour Sunday evening classic tour. Thank you for being with us tonight. We really do appreciate it on this beautiful, you know, into the great weekend weather-wise here in Central Florida. great weekend.
It's fall.
Great weekend news-wise all around the country, if you will. All right, we're here. We're live. 407-774-8255 is the number. Of course, we'll be here until 8 o'clock. And don't forget, at 8 o'clock, Armed American Radio with Mark Walters comes on. They'll take you right up to 11 o'clock tonight. Okay, I am Christopher Hart. In the studio with me is still Aubrey Kahn. Now we also have in the studio Steve Gushov of Legal Immigrants for America. Steve, good to see you again.
Chris, hold on a second. I just got to check some emails. Hey, I got something from Anthony Weiner here. How about that?
You better watch out, buddy. You better not be getting it from him. All right, Pete Paquette is on the bridge tonight. Jeff Sinis is helping his parents celebrate their 41st wedding anniversary. So once again, congratulations to the Sinises. All right. Like I said, we're here. We're live. Real quick before we get back to the business at hand here. Tomorrow, Mike Pence will be in town at the Maitland Civic Center. The doors open for that event at 1:30. The event is scheduled to begin at 3:30. He'll be in Cocoa in the morning and Clearwater after Maitland. But if you'd like to see Mike Pence up close and personal, you have your opportunity tomorrow. Get your tickets at DonaldJTrump.com. And also, before I forget, you know, election night is just, well, what, nine days away. Right. It's 1 week from Tuesday, of course, November the 8th. And, of course, these great stations here. Yeah, I don't think she'll be laughing that night. She's going to be going into one of those coughing fits.
Might be a nervous laugh.
Or she might, could be close. She might be doing that, arf, 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 arf. But, election night coverage, you'll find none better than right here, the Salem Media Group, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Of course, all day long, everybody's going to be talking about the election night, starting with Hugh Hewitt in the morning, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Michael Medved, then us at 5 to 7. We'll be doing our regular show, and then from 7 to 9, we'll also be doing election night coverage like we've done in the past. We'll bring you up to date on state, local races and what the presidential race is doing here in the state of Florida, and we'll be here. I got the whole team lined up, and then of course at 9 o'clock, the Salem Media Group with their national coverage will continue to bring you election night results until this thing is figured out, which may take a while, right, Steve?
I'll be real honest with you, Chris. I don't think either side is going to concede, you know, in the presidential race. The more I think about this, with all the email stuff, with all the rigging, the voter fraud, you're seeing it everywhere. I don't think anything's going to be settled on the night of November 8th. There's a lot of close local races. You know, Rubio and Murphy, that's neck and neck. Mike has got a very tough race, let alone the presidential race. All these states are tight. Florida is tight. And I don't think either side is going to concede. I really don't. You know, this is going to be 2000 all over again.
It might very well be with legal challenges, what Steve was referring to, in various parts of the country. You got issues with the voting machines out there. You got this thunderclap of news that came down. A lot of people have voted early. Evidently, some states are going to allow people to change those votes if they voted early. Do you happen to know if Florida is going to do that? I have not been able to find out.
I have been told, I have not researched this myself, I have been told that Florida is silent on that issue, which basically means you probably cannot reverse your vote if you've early voted.
Right.
Someone told me, too, that another state, I think it's Wisconsin, you can change your vote up to 3 times.
Right. Exactly.
In Wisconsin.
Right.
So it varies from state to state, but there may be some buyer's regret right now on the part of a lot of Hillary voters who wish that they could. But as far as I know, Florida is silent on it, which means for this election cycle, you probably can't do anything. But
right,
look for Tallahassee to change that soon, if I
right
guess.
Once again, that's another reason, or the main reason, why they shouldn't have such early voting, because so much can happen in a short period of time in an election season, especially one as volatile as this one. And it ain't over yet. You know, there's something else going to happen. I don't know what, where, when, how, or why, but something else. Well, I do know why, but something else is going to happen.
9 days is a lot of time. If you're the Hillary campaign right now, you need to drop the biggest bombs you have on Donald Trump. Any other videos, audios, Howard Stern, whatever else you have left, you know that they're going through everything to find out what bombs can we launch at this point, because this is not a good look for her with 9 days out to be having to defend herself and Uma and Anthony Weiner. Not a good look for Hillary. She's not good playing defense.
No, and I had figured that they're holding something until that last weekend, but that most of their big stuff they'd already used. And so now probably the debate is, do we move up the schedule?
That may be the problem.
Right.
And you know, because I think they got complacent and confident. She was practically doing a victory lap already.
Oh, yeah.
Now you launch this thing, basically.
Oh.
And whatever she has in her back pocket, if she has anything, Is it going to be bigger than the email scandal, than the email investigation? 600,000 plus emails they're finding on there. Here's what I'm wondering about right now, and I don't know if this is something that's going to happen in the next 9 days or not, but will Uma turn on Hillary? Think of it. If you're the FBI and you know that Uma, who's her closest friend or closest aide, has the goods on Hillary, and the FBI says to her, look, you know, one of you two is going to prison, you or Hillary. Make up your mind.
Here's the thing. They don't give you much time either.
Exactly.
It's like Goodfellas.
Here's the thing. I believe that the immunity that she had no longer exists because she claimed to have handed over all the emails.
Correct.
Which she obviously didn't.
She didn't. She lied, and that breaks any immunity.
Well, see, here's what her lawyer is going to argue. This wasn't her laptop. It was Anthony Weiner's.
So how come her emails are on that laptop?
Well, here's what the government is going to argue. But you should have known that if you were even communicating with him, that your emails would be on his laptop and therefore would be relevant to the investigation, especially if they weren't already turned over. And with the number being 650,000 or more, now obviously not all of those have to do with the Hillary Clinton. Many of them, I'm sure, have to do with their personal lives and things like that, and his doings.
But not for family audiences? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And that there are, as we now know, a relevant number of emails, and that is the new word the FBI has used this evening, too. Not just pertinent, but relevant. Relevant means they do go to the heart of the investigation into the server and misuse of it.
Well, and think of it. What does relevant mean? If there's over 600,000 emails, if even 10% are relevant, that's 60,000 emails.
Right.
If it's 1%, that's still 6,000 emails.
Right.
They can't go through all of them between now and Election Day, number one. There's no way that they can.
Right.
Because I think what she is hoping for right now is that Comey's going to come back out next week and say, oh, we checked all the emails and there's nothing there. Move on. Nothing to see.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't see how that can happen. And if he did try to do that, no one's going to believe him this time any more than they did in July.
Exactly. Right. No, this is pretty well cast in concrete now, that this storyline, if you will, is going to have to play itself out, and he can't stop it.
Exactly.
Right? And it's been set in motion, and it is going to play itself out. It won't play itself out in the normal fashion, obviously, but it will have to play itself out. And it's going to go well past the election.
Well, look, God forbid she wins, but if she does, you could have a president-elect under indictment even before an inauguration.
Oh.
You could have Tim Kaine as president again, in 2017. Well,
But don't you think
incredible.
Obama would pardon her?
I don't know. I mean, it's a possibility. It's a possibility, but it's two scorpions in a bottle. I mean, who knows at that point?
Yeah, but if he does pardon her, he has her over a barrel. She will do whatever he wants.
Does it help or hurt his legacy, though, pardon her?
That's
different from Bill Clinton pardoning Mark Rich, for instance, who had paid him millions of dollars.
Right.
Well, they both have the goods on each other.
Yeah, but if she continues his legacy,
it's not going to affect
him at all.
But does he trust her to do that or not?
Yeah.
I mean,
he'd have her over a barrel.
I think we can look back in history, though, and get some indication as to whether it might do him any good. Did it do Gerald Ford any good to pardon Richard Nixon?
Good point.
Very little.
Good point.
And it was always held against him for doing it. It was the smart, I think it was the best thing to do. It was the right thing to do.
But it cost him the election.
Exactly. And what you're asking is, would Obama do the same? And I doubt it.
But you've got to remember, Democrats don't care about the law,
but
but he's not running for anything.
Only if it affects Republicans.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, Obama's only going to care about his legacy and self-interest at that point. And if he thinks that he will be harmed, like you say, Chris, in the same way that Jerry Ford was, I don't think he's going to do it. He's going to say, Hillary, you're on your own.
Well, and also, should she get elected, a pardon only clears her of legal jeopardy. It does not clear her of impeachment jeopardy.
Correct.
She could still be impeached. He cannot pardon her from that process.
But we have a Republican House and Senate that has a record of running with their tail between their legs because they're afraid of being called racist.
Let's not,
in this case, it would be sexist.
Okay, but let's not jump ahead. the task at hand right now is to see how this affects the election and how it might actually get her defeated in this election. But all of those things certainly are running through people's minds, I'm sure, right now, exactly what you're talking about. All this convoluted, complicated mess that if she gets elected is going to continue.
I got to tell you one fear I have, Chris, and that's this. And I was talking about this with people at church at St. Andrews today. Is like, look, I almost think this is, you know, a message from God in terms of what he's allowing to happen these last few days, where God is saying to this nation, look at all her corruption. Look at all her criminality. If you people in the USA are still willing to vote for her as president of the United States, you're on your own at that point. I really believe that.
I agree. I wouldn't put it quite like that, but I'd say either we're going to be with God or we're going to feel his wrath, right? And it'll come in the form of a Hillary Clinton presidency. All right, Frank is on the line. Hey, Frank, thanks for calling tonight. Appreciate you being out there.
Hey, guys.
Howdy.
Let me put this on a table with the Clintons and Obama, okay? I've been following the Clintons a long time. They are experts at having dirt on people.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Very mob-like, yeah.
Okay. I mean, there's a couple things they're great at. Destroying evidence and getting dirt on everybody else, okay? They got a lot of dirt on Obama. Believe it. Listen to me. Trust me. Okay, Obama is going to pardon her if necessary because he's in their pocket because they got a lot of stuff on him. That's just guaranteed.
Well, you might very well be right. I do believe that there's a lot of dirt there to be shared. But the Obamas do hate the Clintons. You know?
They do, but they got, you know what? They hate them, but the Clintons got them by the short.
Yeah, Steve.
Frank, I mean, do you think, I mean, what benefit is it to Obama to pardon her outside of, say, party loyalty? And well, I understand like what you're saying. Well, in other words, she's got so much dirt. I mean, I don't know. It's two scorpions in a bottle, in my opinion.
Look, it's an ugly game, and the Clintons played it ugly as can be. The only other point I wanted to make was, I wish Trump, you know, the partial birth abortion thing is a big winner for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm him, I'm way up front on that, you know?
Well, he did, you know. He was out front of it on the final debate. He does not bring it up as much as he probably could in his rallies, though.
I think it's a huge winner. I mean, it's a lot of Latinos and people that are Catholics. They don't go for that stuff, but people don't even realize what it is. I mean, they need to explain to people what this is.
Yeah, you're right. And
so listen to me. Clinton's got dirt on Obama. He won't, trust me, he will do what they want him to do because they got him.
Yeah. Well, I don't doubt that you're right about that. All right. Thanks, Frank. God
all right,
bless
guys.
You.
Have a good night.
All right. Thanks for calling tonight. Appreciate you being out there. And certainly it would be a dramatic twist in things. But once again, it would only really benefit her if she loses. Because if she wins, the problems don't go away. They just become political problems. Now, yeah, you're right. Maybe the Republicans won't have the guts to impeach her. But nonetheless, there will be this political cloud hanging over her throughout her term.
Well, she would just be almost powerless as president. I mean, look at even Bill. You know, in the final 2 years of his administration, after the whole Monica thing and the impeachment, he was pretty much powerless. I mean, you know, remember, Al Gore didn't even want him to campaign with him and stuff. So Hillary all of a sudden becomes toxic, even as president. You know, what good is it, you know, to her? By the way, Chris, I have a question. I saw that Bill apparently was speaking at a church today somewhere in Florida. Is it true that his sermon was about David and Bathsheba?
All right, right on time for a break. How about that? That's Steve Gushaw, Legal Immigrants for America. Of course, you can join that group by going to golifa.com. That's golifa.com. We'll find out more about what they're up to right now. And so please stick around for more of the American Adversaries as we come to you live on FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer, and 1520 WBZW.
Loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, please join me and let's welcome Patriot Home Funding as our brand new sponsor here to the American Adversaries. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding. These are great folks and they're longtime residents of Central Florida. John and Pierce at Patriot Home Funding are the sons of World War II veterans and are honored to serve our greatest heroes, our veterans. If you are a veteran, call Patriot Home Funding today. And if you mention the American Adversaries, John and Pierce will pay for your VA appraisal at closing. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. You can visit the lending experts at Patriot Home Funding anytime on the web at myphf.com or call them at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, where we finance the American dream.
The most important issue facing Florida today is our water management, specifically stormwater management. I estimate about 70% of all of our pollution in our rivers, lakes, and streams comes from our stormwater. We need to capture, clean, and redistribute this valuable resource. We need to stop wasting millions of acre feet a year to tide, and we need to take advantage of the water that's given to us. I'm Steve Edmonds, NPA candidate for Florida House District 28, and I approve this message.
This is professional wrestler and WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and I know wrestling. And for the best in political professional wrestling, listen to the American Adversaries, Tough Guy.
All right, welcome back to the show, Tough Guys and Gals. We appreciate you being out there. All right, once again, we're here. We're live on Sunday night. An Armed American Radio will come up here at 8 o'clock, and they'll take you till 11 o'clock. That's Aubrey Kahn shuffling papers over there. You got Steve Gushov of Legal Immigrants for America in the studio, along with me, Christopher Hart. Pete Paquette is on the bridge tonight, so and you can give us a call at any time. Okay, before we get back to the phone lines, once again, real quick, Mike Pence is going to be in Maitland tomorrow if you would like to see him. It's a great venue because it only holds about 500 or 600 people, so you'll be able to get right up close to him.
It's an intimate setting. Yeah, the Civic Center, small place. I've been there before, and yeah, I don't think that holds more than maybe about 500 people, if I had to guess. But you know what? As long as he gets more than 30 people, he beats Tim Kaine. So
indeed he does.
He should be all right.
Are you going to be there?
I am going to be there.
So
I will be there.
LIFA will be represented
LIFA
there.
Will be with Governor Pence tomorrow.
Weren't the 30 people at Tim Kaine's paid operatives of the Hillary Clinton campaign?
Yeah, I think, you know, Chelsea and her family and
probably.
Some in-laws and stuff. Yeah,
probably, yeah.
Family affair.
All right, we got Tim on the line. Let's take his phone call. Tim, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate you being relevant.
Well, how are
you deplorable.
Guys?
Take your pick.
Yeah, that's right.
So yesterday, or I think it was this morning, I checked and I saw where Hillary had 3,000 people at her rally in Daytona Beach. And then I found the real answer was 400.
Yeah, exactly. The venue that she was at is like the Civic Center, Maitland Civic Center. It will not hold that many people. And believe me, they're not turning people away at Hillary rallies.
Good seats still available at all Hillary rallies.
That's right. Oh,
and I did find out that Carlos Danger... Had all of these emails in one file on his computer, and it was labeled life insurance.
life insurance.
I wonder what that means.
We're laughing, but he's onto something. Because apparently, Weiner did not put up a fight giving that laptop to the FBI.
No.
And so there's no love lost between him and Hillary.
No, right. Yeah,
and, you know, he could wake up tomorrow having... committed suicide and shot himself at the back of the head 3 times.
Or having a horse's head in his bed.
And I don't want to turn him into a victim or a pitiful figure, but Hillary stole his wife away. basically, right? I mean,
right.
This woman spends all of her waking time with Hillary Clinton. It doesn't leave much for him, right? I'd be pretty resentful, too. I mean, it's just human nature. It's just human nature. I mean, they're basically newlyweds still. They haven't been married that long, got one little kid.
Not that long, got one little kid. But I still think deep down, you know, because all of a sudden, you know, where's Uma these days? Ooh, she's hiding. There's radio silence from her. Hillary has got to be putting the boots to her, basically, wanting to know what does she know and stuff, and afraid that she's going to turn on her.
Right.
Look, at I mean, Uma Abedin could become the Sammy the Bull Gravano to Hillary's John Gotti at this point.
Indeed, indeed. And by Wiener's only getting what he deserves. But anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
They started putting up a stink that the FBI didn't have permission to search that laptop, so that it was all going to be not available.
No, that's not
evidence.
Right.
But then they found out that Wiener gave him permission.
He gave it to him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the fact that they stumbled across stuff that didn't have anything to do necessarily with their investigation into him, but did have something to do with an investigation into something else, is still legal to be used in
Correct.
A court of law. It's not as though they went in there without provocation.
Because remember something, too, about the email investigation is technically the FBI never closed that investigation.
Right.
It's still open. It was just dormant, but it was never closed. So it's like you hear that it's being reopened. Technically, that's not correct.
Because
it's just
never
a continuation.
I'll tell you this right now. If she doesn't win this election, okay, and she loses big so that there's nothing they can contest, I mean, the way Donald Trump could win could be huge. So then what will happen is they might try and do an indictment on her. But that's when she'll claim she's got Parkinson's.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
And it'll be all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like when the mobsters show up in court in a wheelchair and oxygen tanks and
right.
stuff.
Exactly, yeah. The little ploy.
So that'll be, I mean, she'll never pay for what her crimes are. She will never pay until she goes to hell.
Right. So. That's going to be about the size of it. Look, if she loses in a landslide, it might behoove Trump to just, okay, let's move on, right? Let's let the legal system play itself out, but let's forget about this. We got business to do, and let's get down to business.
Well, he's going to run the nation. It becomes up to her too, in terms of how much of a fight she wants to try to put.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
because she's going to try to save her legacy and Bill's. And, you know, even Bill may start pressuring her. It's like, if it's over, it's over.
Yeah, what would be the worst of all possible worlds would probably be Trump win, but just by a very, very narrow margin. Kind of be the same thing. They'd give him the same treatment as they gave George W. Bush. He would be the illegitimate president, right? Irrelevant. And shouldn't be followed, and then open the door for a lot of civil disobedience out there.
But he's still in the White House at that point. Then the opposite.
Yeah.
You know,
and then
exactly.
4 years later, Hillary will run again.
Oh no! This is it.
I don't think so.
No.
I can't see her. I think this is her last shot.
Even the Democrats
wouldn't want her in 4 years.
Right.
You never know.
Chelsea, maybe.
All right. Thank you, Tim. God bless you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Appreciate you being out there. So the Legal Immigrants for America. It's a nonprofit organization, and they rely on your donations, but you can get a great book in the process if you make a $25 donation, right, Steve?
Absolutely. The Bible and Immigration, we're in our second printing right now of the book. It's going great. It's still selling like hotcakes. Christmas is coming soon. People are buying it as a Christmas gift.
It's
already
a great one.
As well.
Yeah.
In its second printing. I'm working on the sequel, by the way. The sequel, which is called The Christian in Immigration, will be out next year in 2017. And so, yeah, we're in the second printing on the Bible in Immigration. People can go to our website, www.golifa.com, golifa.com. Make a donation. You can get a free autographed copy of the book. And we also still have our immigration voters guides as well. Chris, we have now distributed 16,000 of these across the nation in English and Spanish. We did a little mini tour this week. I was in Tampa and the Villages and the Trump campaigns and tea parties all across Florida, in Lake County and Sumner County, Polk, here in Orange, Seminole, Palm Beach County, Miami-Dade, Broward, all over the state. They're using the immigration voters' guides in English and Spanish because the Trump campaign doesn't have anything else in Spanish. And so we're up to 16,000 distributed nationwide. Just this week, we distributed several hundred more in Tampa, several hundred more in Leesburg, several hundred more in the villages. These are going like hotcakes. Hopefully it makes a difference.
You can also find that voter guide at their website, golifa.com. Now, that has to do with the presidential election. If you need a voter's guide for local and state elections, you can find that at am660theanswer.com, where they got linked up to the Florida Family Policy voting guides. That's am660theanswer.com. Okay, we got to take a hard break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Steve Gushoff and why he wrote the book, The Bible and Immigration, and is working on the sequel. Because it's very important given what Hillary Clinton proposes to do should she get elected. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Sam Houston, professional wrestler. Anyway, I just wanted to take a minute of your time and say, hey, if you need to get up to date on your views and issues and everything else, listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer. These guys got it going on. Trust me.
All right, and we're going back on the air. Trust us. We're here. We're live. 407-774-8255 is the number. If you want to prove it to yourself, just give us a call. We'll put you on air, too, with Steve Gushoff of Legal Immigrants for America, and they are a sponsor of the show. We once again want to thank them for sponsoring the show. Please help them out. They'll help us out. And we got Aubrey Kahn also. He's also a sponsor of the show, Firm Foundation Home Inspections. And he's the host of the Talk to the Experts radio show, live every Saturday here at 1 o'clock. You got some great real estate advice yesterday on how to sell your home and move it a little bit quicker, amongst other things on that show. And
Chris, the reason that Aubrey and I, that we have to sponsor the show, Aubrey and Lifa, is because we heard that the Clinton Foundation, apparently, is not sponsoring you. We were surprised.
They pulled my endowment. They pulled my grant. Yeah, indeed.
They gave almost as much money, Chris, as they did to Haiti.
That's why I wear jeans with holes in the knees, right? Okay, 407-774-8255 is the number. Before we get back to the conversation here, John is on the line. Let's take his phone call. John, thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you for hearing my call, Chris.
Yeah, anytime. Appreciate it.
What I haven't, has this run across anybody's mind? What if Anthony really didn't know what Uma was doing? Suppose Uma was setting herself up a little insurance policy, maybe to help the Muslim Brotherhood, maybe to help Palestine, her own career, who knows what. But that computer, it could go a lot of different ways. There may be a whole lot on there that may be very incriminating.
That's like what I said before in terms of I think Hillary's going to be sweating it big time about what damage could Uma and Anthony, both of them, actually do to her, her campaign, her future, everything. I agree with that.
Can you imagine the conversation they had in the jet that day, the other day on the tarmac when this first broke?
Can you imagine being brought down by Anthony Weiner as well?
That's right.
How humiliating would that be?
It's beautiful.
I might have been opposed that. Who would have thought it wasn't Anthony's Weiner
It wasn't Bill's. Yeah, right. Yeah, gotcha. All right.
It wasn't Bill's. It was Uma's Weiner.
Right, right. Exactly. I mean, this has got all kinds of jokes written all over it, but it's serious business for this election cycle because this could be the thing, the straw that breaks the camel's back, so to speak.
Look, at you know, the ABC Washington News poll, and of course they hate Trump. They had him losing by 12 points a week ago. Today it was one. He was down by one, which means it's tied.
And
11 points in a week, and most of that polling was done before this scandal.
Exactly. I was going to say it doesn't fully reflect the scandal. And, of course, the scandal is still breaking. I mean,
there's
big news today coming out about this. The number of the emails, the fact that they're not just pertinent, but they're now relevant, and the fact that the FBI has seen at least some of them to determine that they are relevant.
Well, and that's what hurts her because it's going to still percolate probably for the next
right.
9 days.
Right.
She can't put a cork on it like she wants to.
Tons of Democrats going, say it ain't so, say it ain't so.
Yeah, but now that you mention that, though, there's something I teased in the first hour, and I didn't get to it, and I want to get to it now. And that is that one thing you do have to kind of admire about the Democrats is that they're not throwing her under the bus. the way Republicans threw Trump under the bus, or at least tried to, and no pun intended on the bus thing there, right?
Right.
When that tape came out, oh, they bolted like a bunch of rats leaving a sinking ship. And yep. But the Democrats, what do? They circle the wagons around her, and they go on the attack. They go on the offensive, or at least try to, right? It may not work, but at least they do this. They don't throw her under the bus.
That's a really good point. And someone tweeted about this, some conservative, I don't remember who, said, look, this is the time. It's now or never for the Jeb Bushes and Kasichs of the world, basically, to get on board the Trump
train.
Up. If they cannot get on the Trump train at this point, there is no conservative that should ever vote for them or anybody in their family ever again.
I think their careers are done anyway.
I think their careers are done. But you know why they're not throwing Hillary under the bus?
Why?
They already threw a whole lot of stuff under the bus.
Actually, it would be quite appropriate. Hey, John.
Yeah,
there's no room under the bus, Pete says. There you go. All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. All right. Good thoughts out there. But, yeah, I mean, if you notice that over the last few days, you haven't heard any calls from the Democrats for, you know, Hillary to get out of the race or any of that nonsense.
Oh, no.
Well, she can. All the ballots are printed anyway. I mean, seriously, in a worst-case scenario, what are they going to do? Let's say things get even worse in the next couple of days.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, it wasn't, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago when all the ballots were printed, you heard Republicans saying Donald Trump should get out of the way and let Mike Pence be the man.
That's their gutlessness side.
And you got Kelly Ayotte, who now, by the way, in the latest Fox poll shows her up in New Hampshire, saying she's going to write in Mike Pence's name. This is what I'm talking about. You know, the Republicans are so weak-kneed. This is one reason why they're in this, if you want to call it a mess with Trump. I personally think Trump is God sent, but if you want to see him as a mess, it's of their own creation, right?
All I know is this, Chris, is, you know, I mean, we do lots of speaking engagements, lots of events, and I've spoken to thousands of registered Republicans just locally who say they are going to leave the Republican Party on November 9th if Trump loses, because they're going to blame his loss on the Republicans and their lack of support than on the Democrats.
Right.
I think they're both to blame in that instance. But the Chicago Tribune, which just months ago was praising Hillary to the skies and so on, is now saying it's time for Hillary to step down and leave the race.
Well, Chicago Tribune, wow.
Chicago
Say
Tribune.
Bless my soul.
No more.
Bless my soul. At least there is one Democrat or
they asked her to step down.
Liberal media outlet. Most of them are circling the wagons, though. And in particular, what I was referring to, though, is politicians.
The politicians, right.
Exactly.
Well, they're just an extension of the Democrat Party.
Indeed, they are. But you will not find any. They're all out there today, you know, blaming Comey, questioning. And just days ago, they were all, you know, praising
him.
Exactly.
But there's a panic to the tone of their voices, too. If you look at Hillary the other night, you could tell how ticked off she was. And even the Democrats, you see this guy, Robbie Mook there, you know, was on with Chris Wallace. He has no clue what he's saying these days.
Right. Yeah. He's our campaign.
And they're not sure how to spin this. Blame it on Comey. You know, they're daring Comey to release the emails, but do they really want that? That's like a game of chicken is what it is.
Well, of course. Yeah, and plus they're demanding something they know won't happen.
Exactly.
And it's just posturing to try to look like they really want the truth to come out. And, of course, everybody's looking at her going, yeah, but aren't you the person who's been lying all this
time? That's the thing.
And
she
doing everything you can to obfuscate the truth?
She can't play the victim card on this.
For some people she can.
I don't know, though.
But for the people who are undecided, this is the kind of thing that will make them break in mass numbers, I believe, for her opponent.
Well, there was a poll today, I forget where, it might have been Fox News, that said 34% of voters now are less likely to vote for her.
Right.
That's a big number.
And that includes Democrats and Republicans. And so that was a general election type poll. And, this is obviously the worst thing that could happen to her campaign. Is for this to all bubble up again like this. And, of course, now WikiLeaks is not done.
Exactly.
They claim that they got stuff they're going to release this week that will, quote, unquote, get her arrested. And you got this anonymous group or person, whatever it is out
and
there.
And Snowden,
who say they got stuff. So this
I guess they got it all from the Russians, right?
Right. And this is just going to snowball. But, yeah, she's, you know, her claim is that this is being done to her, which is to lead back to what you were talking about on November the 9th, or that night of the election, that she's not going to want to give a concession speech. And I don't think it's going to matter, the margin of victory. This is going to linger on for a while.
I think it will. See, the problem that Hillary's having right now is all this is out of her control. In other words, the whole email thing, it's out of her control. She's all about control.
Exactly.
Same thing with Obamacare. Look at how high the premiums are going up. You know, it's like there's nothing she can do about that, but it hurts her.
Yes.
Dick Morris talked this week about all of a sudden it's a perfect storm against Hillary between Obamacare and the email scandal and Doug Band as well. And there's a lot of truth to that. And she doesn't have control over any of that.
Yeah.
So she's looking really wobbly all of a sudden these last 9 days. She's not good playing defense, like a football game. You don't win a lot of football games playing defense. Trump's on the offense now. He's good at that.
Yeah.
Momentum's going to his side.
Yeah, the momentum is definitely breaking his way. That's for sure. And by the way, the polls began to turn much before this scandal broke. They really began to turn with the Obamacare thing.
With the Obamacare. Yeah. And so starting this week when we see the new polls come out that will reflect the email scandal and the investigation being reopened, it's probably going to be a lot more bad news for her.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. I do think so. And all of these states where they were talking about leaning Democrat and this and other thing are really very much in play. They never were really out of play, but now it is definitely game on.
But Chris, so much of politics is about momentum and timing. Look at 1980. Just 2 weeks before the election, 1980, Jimmy Carter was leading Ronald Reagan by 8 to 10 points in all the polls. Then all of a sudden, Reagan had the great debate. Everything looked good. People saw that he was going to be tougher against Iran and whatnot, and he won in a landslide. And you're seeing that same element right now.
And there was also something very common to this election cycle as to that election cycle, and that is that people wanted change.
Yes.
They were sick and tired of, what did Carter call it, the malaise?
Malaise, a spiritual malaise.
Right, exactly. You know, and people were sick and tired of that. They wanted something different. You had the Iran hostage crisis. They wanted an end to that. And Reagan, at the end of the day, represented, and all he needed to do was show that he was capable of doing the job.
And think of it, too. You had the Democrats and the liberal establishment Republicans saying the exact same stuff against Ronald Reagan that they're saying against Donald Trump.
Right.
He's a wild man. He's out of control. You don't want Reagan with his finger on the button.
Right.
It was all the same stuff.
And he's a buffoon, an idiot, a B-movie star.
Bedtime for Bonzo.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, very much similar pattern, if you will. Okay, once again, Legal Immigrants for America. It is a nonprofit organization. You can join it. You don't have to spend any money to join it and get emails and updates and things like that. And, of course, you can always check out their website, golifa.com. Steve writes great articles, very informative and concise, really, and to the point. And you can find all that great stuff at golifa.com. If you can make a donation, you can make a donation of any amount there. A $25 donation will get you a copy of the Bible and Immigration. You still autograph them?
I'm still autographing them. And people have to remember, too, is that, you know, believe it or not, Chris, the Clinton Foundation does not support LIFA either. We don't get any money from Bill or Hillary or Chelsea or anybody. So we need the support of listeners to this show.
Yeah, indeed they do. All right. And also, the reason you wrote the book, The Bible and Immigration, is because, the one you're working on now, The Christian and Immigration, not Christianity, but the Christ.
The Christian.
The person who believes in Christ, is that there are a lot of people out there who believe in Christ and think that the compassionate thing to do is to welcome illegals here, to welcome these refugees here, and take care of them and try to make them a part of our society and such as that. But that is not, in fact, the right way to look at this.
Absolutely correct. And it's interesting. This past Wednesday, I was at a wonderful church, Emmanuel Baptist Church, up in Oxford, which is right next to the Villages. And I spoke to a men's breakfast group up there. And believe it or not, we had more people than Tim Kaine had up there. So I'm proud to say that.
I believe it.
And we spoke on this, where it's like, you know, the Bible talks a lot about immigration. A lot of pastors don't even know the Bible talks about immigration. God ordains borders for the Promised Land, for instance. God ordained a north, south, east, and west border for the Promised Land. You know what, Chris? If borders are good enough for the Promised Land, they're good enough for the U.S. and Mexico.
You think?
God allows the prohibition of immigrant groups as well. There were a couple of groups, the Ammonites and the Moabites, that God prohibited those groups from joining Israelite society because they would not culturally or religiously assimilate. Sound familiar? There you go. So God allows prohibition of groups, okay? And he allows borders as well. The Bible is very accurate and true to form in terms of what it says about respecting the rule of law. When you look at Romans 13, the Apostle Paul talks about how anyone is supposed to respect the rule of law, that the government does not bear the sword in vain. And so if someone's crossing the border illegally, immediately they are disrespecting the rule of law and committing a criminal act. And from a Christian standpoint, they're committing a sin as well. And that's why we say to pastors all the time, if you are enabling illegal immigrants, if you are helping them, then not only are you enabling criminal activity, but you are enabling sin from a biblical standpoint as well. And a lot of people, hundreds of people, are buying this book to give to their pastors, to give to their Sunday school teachers,
oh, that's
to give
a
to
great
their
idea.
Church leaders. Because
yeah.
a lot of people have come out to me and said, Steve, my pastor doesn't get it. Give me a copy of the book. I want to buy a copy of the book and give it to him because he needs to read this. And so we know that there are churches all across this nation where pastors are reading the Bible and immigration right now. And that's why it was written. I tell people, this is not my opinion. This is God's opinion on immigration in the Bible and immigration.
And you can only get the book through golifa.com. That's Legal Immigrants for America, Steve Gushoff. And please get your copy today. $25 donation will get you your first copy, and then $10 for each copy
after that.
All right. Okay, and as you said, they make great gifts, and especially for your pastor who may not be aware of this point of view. All right, stick around. We got a lot more to discuss here tonight. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Don't forget, Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, comes on at 8 o'clock. A lot of great stuff here tonight. Please don't go away.
If you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
Hi, this is Roxy Astor from GLOW, one of the Park Avenue knockouts. When I'm not shopping or getting my nails done, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. These guys are the best when it comes to political professional wrestling. I'd step in the ring any day with these guys, but of course I'd win.
Okay, welcome back to the show. That was Aubrey Kahn making those popping sounds there. And got Steve Gushoff, Legal Immigrants for America, in the studio with me, Christopher Hart. Before we get back to the conversation, I've been telling you about another great new sponsor that we have. His name is Dino Rentos. Dino Rentos Studios is his business. Dino and Janice were in on the show, not this past Thursday, but the Thursday before. Got a great business over there where they make all kinds of decorations, props, signage, 3D signs, you name it. You come up with whatever the idea is, and they'll build it for you. And, of course, right now we're in the holiday season. A lot of people decorating their homes and their lawns with the Christmas decorations and or even Thanksgiving. If you would like to check out their decorations, or if you have a decoration that you would like them to make for you, you can do all that. You can find them at DinoRentosStudios.com. They're located here right off John Young Parkway, DinoRentosStudios.com. You can call them at 800-704-7089. That's 800-704-7089. All kinds of props, decorations. How about big candy canes to go in your yard or something like that? A snowman, a 3D snowman. Actually looks like he's made out of snow. These are the kind of things that they can make. And as I said, they're located right here in Central Florida, so they can make it inexpensively and in a timely fashion. It is the holiday season. And, of course, parties year-round. They can help you make that party special for that child or that special person in your life with a special decoration that would mean so much to them. That's DinoRentosStudios.com, 800-704-7089. And, of course, another sponsor, great sponsor of the show, is Legal Immigrants for America. Steve Gushov is the director of LIFA. GoLIFA.com is their website. And with just, 9 days to go, you got what's LIFA going to be doing?
Ooh, it's a sprint. Like I said, we did a mini tour this past week. We were in Tampa and the Villages. And this week, we're basically in Florida for these last, 9 days. We're fulfilling orders every day for the book, fulfilling orders every day for the voters' guides. Because, again, the Trump headquarters are using these things and passing them out like candy when they do the door knocking and different events and sign wavings and whatnot. And so we're still getting orders and requests in for hundreds of these. People come up and take away hundreds of them. And so it's a sprint to the finish line. That's the bottom line. And so, we're going to be here in Florida between now and Election Day because we just want as many voters as possible to get this voter's guide in their hand. And that's what we're telling people is that you need to get this to people who are still undecided and show them how black and white it is on the immigration issue.
Do you have a plan A and a plan B, or I guess I should say a plan H or a plan T for November 9th, assuming that there is a discernible outcome to this election at that time?
Well, I'll tell you this, is we're already playing ahead to 2017 because, the fact of the matter is regardless of who wins, we know who we want to win and who we don't want to win, but immigration is not going away an issue either way. And so already we're planning on being much more active in Washington, doing a lot more lobbying and engagement of politicians up on Capitol Hill in the new year. That to us is probably going to be a key focus. I was in Washington twice last year, and just in July I was up on Capitol Hill meeting with aides of various senators and congressmen. And immigration, they need to have their feet held to the fire. There's really very few groups doing what LIFA is doing, and particularly for us to be doing it with the support of thousands of legal immigrants all across the nation. That's what makes LIFA unique, is that we are the voice of the voiceless legal immigrants. I talked to many people on Capitol Hill. They had never heard of that before, and this is the first time. And so we want to build on the relationships that we already have with a lot of members of Congress. When I was up on Capitol Hill in July, I met with some of Jeff Sessions' aides, for instance. They were wonderful to meet with. I met with John Micah's people, Vern Buchanan's, Gus Bilirakis's, others. And we're going to build on those relationships as well because, again, Chris, it's not going away as an issue. And so we know that to really make even more of a national impact than we already have this year, we're going to need to have more of a presence in Washington. Tallahassee and Washington, but particularly Washington, because, that's where we're going to need to be. So we're already thinking ahead to, post November 8th and planning on being up in D.C. much more in 2017.
Okay. And, of course, they're going to need your help to get the job done. Volunteers, of course, be informed and make donations. That's golifa.com, golifa.com. Or you can text LIFA, L-I-F-A, to 53445. That's L-I-F-A to 53445. You get updates, you'll get bulletins and alerts and that sort of thing.
So. Absolutely. We keep people, very well versed in what's happening. And just to follow up on what you said before, go on our website. Go on golifa.com. We have lots of new videos. We have lots of new articles on illegal immigration and sex trafficking, how much of a problem it is. We have interviews with a couple of border agents talking about how terrible it is on the border. There's all sorts of new information that we have on the website.
You know, we got a monitor here, with, and Fox News is showing a Trump speech live. He's in Greeley, Colorado tonight, and he's giving a great speech right now. By the way, it looks like he hasn't been spending as much time in the tanning bed, right?
He looks like he's lost a little weight.
Not like a former Speaker of the House, right?
Yeah.
But he hasn't been dyeing his hair either.
No, but his voice is strong. I mean, he's still as impassioned as he was on day one. This guy's a dynamo.
He's the opposite of low energy.
He is that indeed. He's taken, by the way, to calling Hillary now low energy,
I've seen
too.
That, yeah.
And, of course, she is very much that. But, you know, did you, I'm sure you saw his speech at the Gettysburg.
Yes,
where he gave
excellent.
His 100-day plan. And there was a lot of stuff in there that I thought would make you guys at LIFA, all of us, you know, that believe in legal immigration, very happy.
That is why we published the Voter's Guide, because for us, it's like, I don't get these people that say, oh, I'm not sure, I haven't made up your mind. Read the Immigration Voter's Guide, you know, from at go2golifa.com and download it, where it's black and white. This is not close. And you're right. You know, all the things he was saying in Gettysburg about deporting, you know, criminal, illegal aliens and ending all immigration from terrorist-prone countries and whatnot. This is what we need. You know, I mean, Hillary wants open borders. You know, she admitted to it. Then she tried to lie in the debate and say it was only about energy policy. Come on, give me a
right.
break. You know,
no,
we weren't born yesterday.
Right.
And
so
stuff. This is black and white, this race.
Right. Yeah, no, that was just an opening, if you will. It definitely is. And he, as I said, he had a number of initiatives in there. And by the way, all this he can do by himself. He doesn't need legislation, right?
Exactly. Even in terms of something like, you know, banning certain groups. It's like, you know, I was talking before about the Bible and immigration. But, you know, people get all up in arms. Oh, you can't ban Muslims. You can't do this, that, or the other thing. Yes, you can. Exactly. Under the 1952 McCarran Act, the McCarran-Walter Act, he or any president, he, Obama, anyone, can ban any group of people.
In fact, Obama's already used it.
Obama used it. Jimmy Carter used it. Two liberal Democrats used it.
Exactly.
Trump can, too.
Exactly. But he's going to need help, and he's going to need help in the form of great organizations like Legal Immigrants for America to be in there pitching for him. Going to need people like John Micah. We need to get him reelected. Marco Rubio, such as he is, we need him in there, too.
Well, and Pola was with Ivanka Trump last week on Thursday in Jupiter, so we're making friends with the Trump family.
Hey, how about that? You might get a ride on that Trump plane
there you
one
go.
Of these days. All right. Steve Gushov, once again, thanks for being with us. Thanks for being a sponsor of the show. You'll be back next week?
Next Sunday I'll be back, Chris. Always a privilege.
Okay. That's Legal Immigrants for America, golifa.com. Please join golifa.com, golifa.com. We're going to go take a break, but when we come back, we still got another hour of great radio to do. And don't forget, Mark Walters follows us.
Gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
We got a great weekend of weather going on here in Central Florida. That's right, it is fall and we are feeling it. And don't forget, next weekend, daylight savings time ends or begins or whatever. But you fall back, you go back 1 hour in your clock. That'll be next weekend. So don't forget to set your clocks back an hour so you don't miss any of the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. That's right, we're still here. We're still live until 8 o'clock. And then don't forget, Mark Walters with Armed American Radio will come on. And boy, do they have a lot to talk about tonight, too. Everybody's got a lot to talk about with this election. It has been and will will continue to be a thriller. 407-774-8255 is the number. We got Pete Paquette on the bridge tonight. Jeff Sinis is spending the weekend with his family. His mother and father are celebrating their 41st wedding anniversary. Once again, congratulations to the Sinises. I am Christopher Hart. Along with me in the studio now is Kathy Santomassino with a handful of odd stories for us tonight.
Boy, I have volumes. It's just been one crazy week.
Kind of hard to beat what's happening right now in front of our very eyes, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Got Aubrey Kahn in the studio, of course, Firm Foundation Home Inspections, a great sponsor of the show, and he's the host of the Talk to the Experts radio show, Saturday afternoons here live at 1 o'clock. And on the line now, we have coming to... Oh, wait, before we go to our regular guest, just want to tease you, be listening carefully this week because we're going to give you more details. We got something in the works going on around here, going to be happening a week from tomorrow, having to do with the election, and you're definitely going to want to be there for it. All right? Ooh. Now, that's all I can tell you right now is just be ready and be prepared to do something next Monday. All right? So set aside some time next Monday afternoon. We'll give you more details. It's going to be very exciting, though, and I think you're going to be thrilled. All right. Now let's get to our gorgeous lady of wrestling. That would be Patricia Summerlin. Sunny, how you doing tonight? How are things in California way?
Oh, well, a little bit cold. We finally get some rain. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I noticed.
Rain. We need it. And we're never going to, you know, catch up with the drought. It's just not going to happen. They said we're going to still have a rain shortage this winter as well, sadly enough. So yep. The lake of the woods that I live in, I will not see the lake. There is no lake. It's still going to be dry.
Just a big hole in the ground, I guess, still, huh?
You know, it's leveled. They've leveled it. It just kind of has sat there. For quite some time. The drought has been serious for 7 years here, where a lot of the things have dried up. Lake of the Woods used to be in the day beautiful. I mean, the lake was thriving.
Well, but before we say never, you know, never say never again.
Right.
The drought cycle in California can last 7 to 10 years. But it does turn around. Speaking of turning things around, how about this election? Since we've talked just last Sunday night, it has been a dramatic turn of events, has it not?
It has. I mean, I've looked at the polls. Of course, Trump proceeds in a couple states, and Hillary's still couple numbers ahead. And in some states, he has prevailed due to this new email
scandal.
yeah, if you will. And, you know, if they find out that there is classified information, then there it goes. I mean, that's going to ruin her. Now, if these are duplicates of the same old emails, then they're going to bring it up, and it's going to be clear within a couple of days, they said, the FBI. But we're all waiting now.
We'll see if they can clear this up in a couple of days, because now they're saying there may be as many as 650,000 of these emails that they have to go through.
Yes.
And what they do, my understanding, what the FBI does is they have a computer program which initially goes through them and scans them for certain keywords or, you know, addresses, that sort of thing. And then the actual agents have to read them themselves, and that can take a while. So
yes, correct. Yeah, and you know, we can hope that they're duplicates, but who knows? And it's always intertwined with that wiener guy. We've got to say that because he is one wiener.
it's ironic that this is the way that this election is going to turn on an investigation that had nothing to do necessarily with Hillary Clinton. The FBI was looking into what he was doing. And it is boomeranged back on her in a bad way and in a bad time.
Yes, exactly. This close to the election, it's not going to help.
Right.
Now, you know, again, unless she's proven cleared again, like she was in the first,
the problem for her is she wasn't exactly cleared. They just sort of shelved the investigation and left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. And it created a great deal of turmoil at the FBI, which is coming to play into all of this, too.
They reopened it and started to review again.
See, here's where
the whole mess.
Here's where I think it might hurt, and tell me if you've heard anybody that you've talked to over the last day or two say anything like this. You know, for a lot of people, it's kind of getting to the point where it doesn't matter anymore, you know, whether they're duplicates or not. They're just sick and tired of this, and they want to get away from it.
Right.
And the only way to get away from it is to vote for Trump.
Yeah, I mean, it's on both sides. Some people are saying they're really tired of Donald Trump's comments about women. They're really tired of all that, which seemed to dominate the daily chatter amongst our lives. And, of course, her email server is of importance. It seems every day that's part of our discussion. So, you know, on both ends, again, hey,
yeah,
we'll see.
Well, see, here's the problem Trump had, and that is that Hillary Clinton has, you know, we've been having these WikiLeaks releases. We had the Project Veritas releases. This is damning stuff to most campaigns. This would be damning stuff. But then you had Trump and his, if you want to call it a sex scandal, we'll just use that for simplicity right now. That, and that, you know, sex always trumps, no pun intended here, but sex always trumps, you know, scandals that have to do with money and politics and influence and stuff. People are always going to be more influenced by the sex. But the problem for Hillary here is that you now have that element here too, because you have Anthony Weiner involved in this.
Exactly.
You see? So it's like sort of Dick Morris evidently has said, it's a perfect storm for Hillary Clinton, because you have all of these things happening and right at the worst time for her.
Right, I know. And now, it's like, it's all about that wiener. We're making a joke about it, but it's true, because that's what he, you know, that guy's just something.
Yeah, and it leads to, as you say, people making jokes about it.
Yeah.
It keeps it, you know, in the lexicon, if you will. It keeps people talking about it. And so it's, I mean, it was, Christmas came early for Donald Trump this week. We'll see if it will make a big difference in the end. But by the way, the LA Times poll shows him up 2 points, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so. Well, I was looking at the map lead as of today, October 30th. It was Hillary 323 and Trump 215.
Yeah, you're talking about the delegates. Sorry, the electoral votes, the electoral college. And that is, if she wins the states that are leaning her way or were leaning her way this past week, of course, all of this now puts that into doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, even with all of this, and it's relevant that you brought that up. That's our theme word tonight, relevant, because the Democrats do have an easier path to the 270 votes needed in the Electoral College, because let's face it, the Democrats are going to win California, right? You don't see Trump winning California, do you?
I don't. Only because, like I said, she's got a big following here.
Right. Exactly.
And also, as far as the celebrity, Hollywood.
Right.
Hollywood is big.
Yep.
For Hillary.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And New York, I believe we can say the same thing about New York.
Yes.
And those two states have the by far the largest number of electoral college votes right there. So already you're starting off with a huge margin, and then you add in states like Oregon, Washington, and other states which are solid Democrat states. The Democrats start off with over 200 electoral college votes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans start off with about 150. And so they already have an advantage that Trump, any Republican, has to overcome. But this is the kind of election, and this is the kind of thing that can give the Republicans that advantage. When does California start voting? Do you have early voting going on out there?
Well, we have what we call an absentee, which is military-based overseas, if you will. They can start from September 9th, mailing in their votage. But ours is, the actual date is November 8th.
So California, that's what I thought. California doesn't, technically speaking, have early voting, only the absentee ballot, right?
Yeah, you can mail it in. I mailed mine in already.
Okay, they do have mail-in ballots.
Absolutely. We have mail-ins, and it starts as of October 24th.
Okay, all right.
So, and now it goes all the way, the latest, November 14th, and that's also for absentee ballots, if they wish.
All right. Not that it's going to matter as far as the Republicans go, but
right.
a lot of states that do have early voting that started voting weeks ago are allowing people to change their votes should they decide to do so.
You know what I find interesting is Arizona is a Trump state.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
that? I mean, I lived there, and I thought that was interesting because when I was there, there seemed to be a lot of, you know, unless they just changed up recently with it, Democrats.
Well, in fact, what is happening is Arizona has traditionally been a very Republican state, but as the population is changing, a lot of people have moved there from California, like you mm-hmm. did for a while anyway.
Right.
And, of course, they do have an influx of legal immigrants as well as illegals, although they have been able to purge their state of a lot of illegal immigrants because of their state laws against illegal immigration.
Oh, yeah.
But nonetheless, you do have Democrats filtering into that state, which is making it harder and harder for Republicans to win that state. But it does look like Donald Trump is going to win that state. He's been spending a lot of time there. He was just there again, I believe it was yesterday, wasn't he, Kathy, speaking in Phoenix?
He was in Golden, Colorado.
That was today. But last night, I believe he was in Phoenix, wasn't he?
I thought he was in Golden, Colorado yesterday.
I don't know. He's all over the place. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, and he's not too far in Colorado. What is Colorado's? 42 to, 39. Yeah.
Yeah, he's trailing Hillary in Colorado, but it's in a lot of the polls, it's within the margin of error. And as I said, none of these polls really are truly reflecting this scandal or this latest version of the Hillary Clinton scandal this weekend.
No.
And the news is coming out today that the FBI, as we said, is in turmoil over this. Many FBI agents have tendered their letters of resignation. James Comey is not accepting them, but he's basically got a mutiny on his hand over there.
Well, I guess the Undersecretary of State, this Patrick Kennedy. Now, is Patrick Kennedy any association with the Kennedys? I was just curious to ask that.
I believe in a remote, distant cousin way, but he's not one of the children of Robert or Ted Kennedy, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
he's certainly on it. So.
Yeah. Well, he's a State Department. He's at the State Department, but he was there at the State Department when Hillary Clinton was there, and then his name comes up in these emails and WikiLeaks data and everything as well.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, it's been a thriller of an election so far, and will continue to be over this next 8 or 9 days as we go into the final stretch here.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. Okay.
And, you know, we've got, I was watching something interesting, the vote is for the marijuana, the legalization of marijuana. That's a fine line with that because now the children are getting, I guess, candy.
Is that on the ballot in California?
Yes. Yes, because California has not legalized.
So this is for recreational use, not just medical use. Is that correct?
Yes. But the fact is that there's edible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it looks like a shape of gummy bears.
Yeah.
And little kids are now getting those.
Yeah, it's that's what's going on in Colorado. They make it into cookies and all kinds
candy
of things.
And everything. Yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, it goes back to parenting. You've got the best defense is good parenting. And to hopefully watch these children, because if this does become legal everywhere, oh boy.
Look out.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Happy Halloween, guys. Don't try to put, edible gummies in kids' Halloween bags.
We won't.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Sonny. You have
All
a great
right.
week.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Talk to you next week.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you, Kathy, as well.
You're
I'm
welcome,
giving you a
Sonny.
Because I know you're there, girl.
I'm here.
She's here keeping
Bye-bye.
Us straight. We'll be right back.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Banks. Please join me and let's welcome Patriot Home Funding as our brand new sponsor here to the American Adversaries. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding. These are great folks and they're longtime residents of Central Florida. John and Pierce at Patriot Home Funding are the sons of World War II veterans and are honored to serve our greatest heroes, our veterans. If you are a veteran, call Patriot Home Funding today. And if you mention the American Adversaries, John and Pierce will pay for your VA appraisal at closing. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. You can visit the lending experts at Patriot Home Funding anytime on the web at myphf.com or call them at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, where we finance the American dream.
The most important issue facing Florida today is our water management, specifically stormwater management. I estimate about 70% of all of our pollution in our rivers, lakes, and streams comes from our stormwater. We need to capture, clean, and redistribute this valuable resource. We need to stop wasting millions of acre feet a year to tide, and we need to take advantage of the water that's given to us. I'm Steve Edmonds, NPA candidate for Florida House District 28, and I approve this message.
Hey, this is Johnny B. Bad, the bad man of World Championship Wrestling, and I'm here to tell you, listen to the American Adversaries. They may be some bad men, but they're great guys.
And men over here, just great guys and great gals. And we got a great gal in the studio with us tonight.
That's right. Kathy Santomassino is here with her odd stories for Sunday night. We're still here, though, until 8 o'clock, live as we can be. 407-774-8255 is the number. What you got tonight?
Well, I have some weird facts about Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God.
You mean there's more?
Well, you either love her or you hate her, but did you know these facts about Hillary
they're scary, believe
have
me.
Been buried for years, okay? Did you know that she likes to get her drink on? Apparently, Hillary overdrank John McCain in 2012 while in Cartagena with her staff at the Summit of the Americas. Terry McAuliffe, our favorite governor of Virginia, said she loves to sit, throw him back. She's a girl from Illinois who likes to throw him back with the rest of
now,
us.
Now, wait a minute. You're telling us that she outdrank John McCain, a sailor?
She did.
Maybe that's why she turned up in the bar this morning, right?
Right. Yeah, but she wasn't drinking Yuengling.
Yeah.
Maybe she was drinking Boilermakers, right?
It didn't say what her preferences were, but just, you know, you can only imagine. She thinks women who accuse men of sexual harassment are whiny. Young Hillary Rodham wasn't initially interested in politics. She had dreamed of becoming a baseball player, a journalist, and an astronaut, according to the National Constitution Center.
A baseball player.
A baseball player.
An astronaut.
A journalist and an astronaut. And interestingly enough, there's where the journalism connection is. Mm-hmm. You know, all the journalists protecting Hillary.
Oh,
she's
no.
actually one of them. Yeah. We didn't know it, but
she's one of them in the sense that they're all liberals.
They're all liberals.
The truth
be known.
Yeah, liberals, yeah.
According to biography.com, Clinton was once a Republican.
Yes, Goldwater girl.
Even campaigning for Barry Goldwater in 1964. She switched parties in 1968 and went on to work for Democratic nominee George McGovern in 1972 and Jimmy Carter in 1976.
Well, she knows the sting of defeat anyway, right?
Yeah.
That's right. She was when she was... Before she went to college, she was a Goldwater girl, right? Yeah, she started out in college.
Anyway. In 1974, Clinton became a member of the Presidential Impeachment Inquiry Staff during the Watergate scandal. President Richard Nixon resigned later that year. That may be coming around full circle, Chris. Well, what do you think?
Well, she got fired from that, too.
She did.
Yeah. Did you have
unethical and a liar, right?
Exactly, yes.
Well, that's the...
She got fired for mistreating Richard Nixon, if you can believe it. I mean, he was being run out of town on a rail.
Who knew?
And she gets fired for going overboard.
Who knew?
How do you do that?
I don't know. According to author Sally Bedell Smith, Hillary is the first presidential spouse to be subpoenaed. Bill and Hillary Clinton are the first and only first couple to be fingerprinted by the FBI.
Can you imagine that? And now, if I'm not mistaken, she's the only presidential nominee to be under investigation.
That is accurate.
Yeah. Mm.
Clinton has taught at the University of Arkansas Law School. She served as a lawyer on the boards of Walmart and TCBY. Remember TCBY, the yogurt stores?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hillary won a Grammy in 1997 for Best Spoken Word Album for the audio version of her book, It Takes a Village. Oh, my God.
It takes a village idiot to buy and read that book.
Exactly.
Oh, Grammy.
Well, according to Bob Woodward's book, The Choice, he says she's a weirdo. The famed journalist reports that while in the White House, Hillary chatted with the long-dead former First Lady, Eleanor Roosevelt, as well as the long-dead Indian leader, Mahatma Gandhi.
Yep.
The conversations were facilitated by co-director of the Foundation for Mind Research, Jean Houston, who provided Hillary with the basis for her sophomoric book on raising children, It Takes a Village, and Other Lessons Children Teach Us. Houston even moved into the White House for a spell. According to Woodward, when Houston asked if Hillary would ever want to address Jesus, however, Hillary said, no, that would be too personal.
Too personal, right. By the way, Nancy Reagan consulted, what was her name? I want to say Jean something.
Jean Dixon.
Jean Dixon, that's right. Mm. But it wasn't the same as Hillary. Hillary was doing kind of like seances.
Yeah.
Jean Dixon was an astrologer.
Yeah, right. That's correct.
Yeah.
From the world of law enforcement, I have three interesting stories tonight. The first one, police woman, ram squad car wall, texting topless selfie.
Okay.
Are you ready for this one? Police say a 19-year-old Texas A&M University student who rear-ended a squad car told an officer she was taking a topless selfie.
At the time, okay.
Miranda K. Rader posted a $200 bond after she was charged with drunken driving and possessing alcohol as a minor. A police report says an officer was checking a reported disturbance when he heard brakes squeal and an SUV slam into the patrol car behind him. Rader told the officer she was just taking a topless selfie of herself to Snapchat to her boyfriend. No, it wasn't Anthony Weiner.
I was going to say, she must have been one of Weiner's gals, right?
Police say an open bottle of wine was in her console cup holder.
Oh, yeah. That usually does play a role in that sort of thing.
Okay. How about this one? Police use a Whataburger to rescue a kitten from drain.
A what?
A Whataburger.
What's a Whataburger?
A Whataburger's a hamburger.
It's a burger chain.
Oh.
From Kima, Texas, police in Texas used a tasty fast food treat to lure a small kitten who was trapped inside a storm drain. Kima Police Department shared photos as officers responded to a call about someone supposedly trapped in a storm drain, but found a kitten instead. Kima Police Sergeant Barmore and Officer Stanton attempted to call the kitten toward them and decided to offer a tantalizing snake to draw it out. They both got into opposite ends of the drain and crawled in to rescue the kitten, police said. After getting the kitten to notice a snack from Whataburger, the kitten was rescued. Officer temporarily named the kitten Chicken and brought it to the Galveston Animal Control, where it will be prepared for adoption. The line to adopt the kitten has already begun, police said. Sergeant Barmore said, a Whataburger employees will look to adopt the kitten if an owner is not found.
Huh.
Isn't that cute?
Very cute, yes.
Did you hear about an Arizona man?
Should have named him Burger.
This is really hard to believe. An Arizona man stopped at a drive-through during a police chase.
Hold that one because we got to take a hard break.
Sure.
And we'll start off with that on the other side. All right, you're listening to The American Adversaries. We'll be right back with more of our show. And don't forget, Armed American Radio follows us at 8 o'clock. And, of course, live election night coverage. You'll find none better than right here on these same stations. And we got a special treat coming up the day before election. I can't tell you more than that right now, but be ready for a big announcement. We'll be right back.
Who names the kitten Chicken?
What happened?
from the dressing room to re-stretch their tights. Here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversary on 660 WORL and on 1520 The Biz.
And FM 105.5. And you have not seen the epitome of masculinity and manhood until you have seen Aubrey Kahn in a pair of wrestling tights.
There's a movie about me, Men in Tights.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. 407-774-8255 is the number. That is Aubrey Kahn. I am Christopher Hart. We have Kathy Santomassino in the studio with us. Pete Paquette is on the bridge doing a great job for Jeff Sinis, who is spending the weekend with his parents, who are celebrating their 41st wedding anniversary. Before we get back to Kathy's odd stories, we have Mike on the line. Mike, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate you being there.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thanks. Hey, I just wanted to throw this out there.
Now wait a minute. Wait a minute. Remember, this is Sunday night on a Christian-oriented radio station.
Don't throw.
Yeah. I'm just teasing with you. Go
what
ahead.
What are you implying?
Not a thing. Not a thing. I just know who our listeners are. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, with Anthony Weiner, I think this is going to come out that he took these emails so he could try to get Huma back, because he was going to blackmail Hillary with them so that he could get another post in some kind of political setting.
That's a possibility. It certainly has backfired on all of them, that's for sure.
Well, and also the other day I was talking with my mom, and you know, the news came on, it said 12 women said Trump had said something to them. And
right.
My mom looked at me and she goes, "Is that all?" and she goes, you can't be treated like a man and expect to be treated like a Vestal Virgin at the same time. And I look at you, and she's absolutely right. You know, you either get this freedom of equanimity between the sexes, but then you got to be treated like this, you know.
Right, right.
It's absurd. And my mother's 82, and so she doesn't like equal rights. Bless her heart.
She put it, she surmised it pretty simply for us there and concisely. But, I mean, when you compare the magnitude of these, shall we say, revelations, there is no comparison.
Yeah.
There just isn't. And I think enough people get that now. And hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the call. And
take care, guys.
Yeah, I don't put it past Anthony Weiner to try to use some form of political blackmail to try to. But that's, I mean, those days are over.
Yeah, but not, you know, if Hillary gets elected, there's a good chance that Huma might become Secretary of State.
I don't think so. Not that you wouldn't try to put her there, that's for sure. But we've heard more odd things than a lifetime in this election.
It's been a weird, weird year.
All right. Now, you were going to tell us another.
Oh, this Arizona man that the police were chasing in Phoenix decided to go through the drive-thru for a fast food snack.
While he was being chased.
While he was being chased.
Hunger pangs, folks. Hunger pangs.
Didn't they do a movie about that one time? Silver Streak
something
or something like that?
Yeah. This is reminiscent of some maybe Burt Reynolds movie or Smokey and the Bandit or something. Anyway,
right.
Phoenix police pursued a suspect as he stopped at an In-N-Out Burger location and appeared to order food. The driver had an outstanding warrant and did not stop for officers as they pursued his white pickup truck. Anyway, but
he should have just told the officers he was after a hamburger to save a kitten from a storm drain.
Yeah, there you go.
And he needed to get back real fast.
But they did. They did proceed to capture him. He decided to take his burgers and go to a nearby neighborhood. He went into someone's backyard where he surrendered with his hamburger in tow. And then there was the man with the wolf mask just in time for Halloween that decided to rob a bank in DeKalb, Illinois. A man wearing a wolf mask at Fifth Third Bank branch at gunpoint Friday afternoon. This is a far west suburb in DeKalb, Illinois. The robber showed a handgun during the robbery at branch. According to the FBI, he is described as a black male standing between 5 feet and 5 feet wait a minute, 6 feet and 6 feet two. Okay. With a medium build, the FBI said the suspect was wearing a wolf mask, a red hat, light-colored pants, and a dark blue long-sleeve shirt. Yes, the suspect is still at large. He sounds like the big bad wolf. Where is Little Red Riding Hood?
You usually around Halloween time get a few robberies where people are using costume
masks.
Well,
he didn't dress as a clown. You know, the clown sightings are at an epidemic.
Right.
Did you hear the
angry or vicious clowns or whatever.
Speaking of our friend Donald Trump, they finally apprehended the smasher of Trump's Hollywood star. Did you hear about this?
Only it wasn't really smashed.
Well,
It was burnt.
Well, a man who had an axe to grind with Donald Trump was arrested Thursday morning after he destroyed the presidential candidate's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. James Otis, an heir to the Otis Elevator Company fortune, surrendered to police Thursday morning, his attorney said. Los Angeles police confirmed Otis was arrested and remained in custody late Thursday morning.
His life's had its ups and downs.
Yeah, definitely. Otis said...
Maybe
you should say it on air.
We're laughing at a comment Pete made. He said this fellow's life had its ups and downs.
Oh, that's for sure. Otis has been arrested over two dozen times in the past for protesting various causes. He appeared Wednesday in a Deadline Hollywood video dressed as a construction worker in work boots, a high-visibility safety vest and helmet, smashing the Trump star with an axe and sledgehammer. It was an act of civil disobedience, freedom of expression, Otis said in a statement. Anyway, Otis said his intent was to remove the star and auction it off to raise money for the women who accused the presidential candidate of sexually assaulting them. I did it, and I'm very happy I did it, and I'm proud that I did it.
But
Otis
why
said.
Did he dress up as a character of the village people?
That's a guy with too much time on his hands.
Definitely.
Obviously.
He has a lot of money and a lot of time.
A lot of time on his hands. I tell you what, this is... he thought he was actually going to auction this off and wouldn't get caught.
Right, dumb criminal story.
Obviously, the old man wasted a lot of money on that kid's education.
Absolutely.
All right. Go ahead. We got a caller, but we'll get one more.
Did
we'll
you hear about this Texas candidate's wife who was on TV begging voters to vote for her husband? This was funny as heck. A Texas candidate's wife to voters is reelect him before he drives me crazy. A campaign ad for Gerald Daugherty, a local Republican candidate for Travis County in Texas, shows his wife begging voters to keep her husband in office because he's driving her crazy, talking about nothing but civil life and problem solving around the house. Online commentators say the humorous ad is a nice break from the negativity of the presidential election and brings a new twist to all of the conventional political banter.
Yeah, usually in election season, we do get some funny commercials. Haven't seen too many this election cycle, though. Okay, I know you got another one, but we got Diane on the line. Let's take Diane's phone call. Hey, Diane, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, I just want to let you know, on my street has appeared a bunch of Trump signs.
How about that? They are popping up all over the place, except downtown Orlando. But, yeah, they are popping up around, and it's good to see.
My neighbor came home with a boatload of them, and she passed them all out, and everybody's putting them up, and she already voted for Trump.
That's great. And by the way, in Apopka today, evidently, that there was on a...
A mini rally going on in Apopka near Piedmont Wakiva Road, and it was crazy. I mean, there were like maybe a dozen people there, kids, adults, moms, and people were driving by honking their horn. Confess, I honked my horn and yelled out the window, go Trump.
Yeah. You're a honker.
There were Trump signs all over Apopka. I think what we're doing, Chris, and Pasquale, and just the momentum of the show and the race is starting to be infectious. I know the city of Apopka is probably going to go Trump for sure.
There was this photo, I think was from somewhere in Arizona, where this woman had a apartment on the corner and she had a big sign up in the window saying Hillary, and the apartment complex right next door they put is a liar.
That's great.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Diane. And we're gonna rally this thing right on through
election
day.
And not only Trump signs, but flags.
Oh, that's
very cool.
Yeah. That's great. That's
patriotism
great.
Is back.
That's right. Let's make America great again. America, yes. USA, saying. Number one. Just saying. All right. Love it. Thanks, Diane. Love Thanks. You, too. God bless you. And Diane, by the way, is the first official member of the American That's Adversaries right. Army, and she's still a member of the American Adversaries Army. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to be a member of the American Adversaries Army, it's real easy. Just go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Sign up right there at the recruiting office. You can be an enlistee, an officer, or a general. It's up to you.
Or you can be a donor, and at the bottom of that page, Chris, there is a section for one-time donations to the show. You will see it. It says if you want to just be a donor one time, your credit card there, you don't need to have PayPal. Just use your Visa, MasterCard, Discover card, whatever, and give us a donation because without you guys, we can't stay on the air.
And, of course, you can do one donation as many times as you like.
Exactly.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right, what else you got there?
To end my segment, I've got a great one, Chris. I think you'll appreciate this. Did you hear about the ex-porn star who became a Buddhist and married a millionaire?
Well, I guess it's a step in the right direction, right?
Well, a former porn star has revealed her secret to landing a wealthy older husband, becoming a Buddhist and praying. Nong Nat, 31, became an X-rated adult star after featuring in dozens of films, including Tokyo Hunter and Asian Heart.
Okay.
She was even prosecuted.
By the way, you spell that Heart, H-E-A-R-T.
Is that available on Netflix?
Yeah, exactly.
Easy does it there, Tiger.
She was even prosecuted over the saucy roles after police identified her face in a haul of black market videos in primarily Buddhist Thailand where pornography is illegal.
Oh, yeah.
But Nong, who also used the name Nat Chanapa, quit the adult industry, became a devout Buddhist, and married American millionaire architect, 70-year-old Harold Jennings Nestlin Jr. in 2012. She says her Buddhist good deeds, meditation, and praying landed her a husband who gives her generous monthly payments. The busty Asian model said, "I've been making merit a lot lately, doing good deeds, than receiving kindness from my husband from his monthly payments. He has also been giving me extra money, too." That's a quote.
Yeah.
"No matter how much he withdraws from the bank, he splits it with me 50-50.
Uh-huh.
Prayers and meditation get you a good husband." I could have done that in my Asian accent.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Prayers and meditation.
The model was given...
Sounds like she's still in the industry to me.
Yeah. The model was given a 6-month suspended sentence and fined in 2003 after cops identified her from hardcore porn VHS tapes. Thailand's Buddhist majority culture is generally conservative about sexuality, in contrast to the notorious reputation that the country has gained for prostitution, live sex shows, and red light districts.
Okay. All right.
Wait, one more line.
Oh.
One more line. Following controversy over her porn films, Nong quit the adult industry and devoted her life to Buddhism despite big money adult films offer.
Buddhism.
So remember, ladies out there, good deeds in life can earn you extra money, too.
Oh, boy. Not going to touch that one. How sweet it is. Just in time. We'll take one more break tonight. We come back. We'll wrap up tonight's show. And don't forget, though, you still got 3 great hours of live radio right here on these same stations, FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer, with Mark Walters and Armed American Radio. And don't forget, now you can also catch them Saturday afternoons, too, right after Aubrey Kahn's Talk to the Experts show. We'll be right back.
If you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano.
It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
Hey, folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And if you really want to find out what's going on in America, check out the American Adversaries. Tough guy. Ho!
And away we go with the tail end of our show tonight as we wrap up our Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. Armed American Radio is coming up next, so stick around for some more great live radio right here tonight, every Sunday night. Once again, just want to remind you one more time, Mike Pence is coming to town tomorrow. He is going to be at the Maitland Civic Center. The doors open at 1:30. The event is scheduled to begin at 3:30. You can get your tickets at DonaldJTrump.com, DonaldJTrump.com, Mike Pence tomorrow here in town. And a week from tomorrow, we're working on a special surprise event around here, too. More details to come, but just maybe set aside some time for your next Monday afternoon.
Don't we also have Prayer Tuesday?
Yep, that's right. Thank you for mentioning that. Tuesday morning and then election morning, we would like you to, sometime between the hours of 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., participate in what we're calling our power prayer. We would like you to pray for Donald Trump to be victorious in this election. We would like you to pray that the forces, if you will, of darkness be lifted and exorcised from our country so that we might actually begin to turn this nation around and get back on the right path and get back to the Judeo-Christian values that we so much appreciate, the values that this nation was founded upon. Without Christ, of course, we would not have the United States of America and a lot of other great things as well, including God's grace. So that's Tuesday, this Tuesday, and the Tuesday of the election between the hours of 3 and 6 a.m. Please get up and pray for a victory by Donald Trump. And be very specific about it. And if you can, go outside and get as close to God as you can. And once again, this is, you know,
our last chance.
I was going to say, I mean, this is may be very much our last chance to salvage our country as we believe it should be. That is, that it should be the light on the hill, that city on the hill, if you will, the light for the rest of the world to see and want to follow. And they do want to follow the United States.
And don't think God is an instrumental in everything that's unraveling right now.
And let me tell you something. Our prayers will be answered. God answers all prayers. And oftentimes the answer is not the one we want, but he will answer all prayers. So make no mistake, your prayers will be heard and acted upon. All right, we have Roger on the line. He'll be our final call for tonight. Roger, thank you for wrapping up the show with us here.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Fantastic show, as always.
Thank you.
I hope I'm not throwing a damper on it right here at the end, but I had a question. If all these emails and the investigations should happen to take the Hilda Beast down, what do you think the chance of, I like to call him B. Hussein or Presbo, what do you think the chance is that he may try to suspend the election? I mean, we know if when Trump wins, look out for all the executive orders and things coming between the inauguration. But
here's I understand what you're saying. It's they would have to move right quick if they're going to suspend the election. I think it's too late to do that. The voting has already started. It would be a monumental constitutional crisis. The Supreme Court would be called in, and
there'd be riots in the street.
I don't believe that's what's going to happen. Here's what I think is going to happen. Should Donald Trump win, Barack Obama is going to suddenly become Donald Trump's best friend, and that he will begin to say nice, rosy things about Donald Trump and try to, if you will, sidle up to Donald Trump.
Out of hot water.
Exactly. He'll suck up to him, and he better, because, Donald Trump's no nonsense. And this is what politicians fear the most about Donald Trump, is he's no nonsense. He's a get down to business, I want results kind of guy. And that's not the world they live in. They live in a world that is entirely nonsense, right? Nonsensical.
Absolutely.
And so when a guy like this comes along, they all fear him. But when they can't fear him, they're going to want to join him. I mean, when they can't beat him, they're going to want to join him. So look for Donald Trump, should he win, to suddenly have a lot of new friends in Washington, D.C.
And, you know, I want to interject something, too. We talk about entitlement on the lower end, but Washington is all about entitlement.
On the upper end,
The biggest amount of wealth is in the District of Columbia. There are so many wealthy people living there. You know how they got their money? Special interests, lobbyists, and politicians.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they all fear a guy like Donald Trump because he's going to upset the apple cart.
Absolutely.
But we got to keep praying. We got to keep praying that what you thought doesn't come to pass.
Absolutely. And pray through. And that's what you all want to thank you for, bringing all Christians together on Tuesday so we can pray this through and turn the country around.
Amen
thank
to that.
Using the new pronunciation.
Amen to that, brother.
All right.
You're a great man of Christ. We appreciate you, Roger.
Have a blessed week. Thank you.
And you do the same.
You too.
All right. As usual, we're going to leave you here in a few minutes with a tune from Lloyd Marcus, one of my favorites. It's called We Are Americans. We are Americans. And just listen to the words that Lloyd wrote for this song, because they go right to the heart of who we are and what we need to be, which is where we want to get, what we want to get back to, which is why we give our support and unashamedly so, and joyously so, to Donald Trump, because he may not be Christ-like in the sense that he could fill Jesus's shoes, but he is filling the role, if you will, for God, I believe, in this election and where we need to go from here. So here's Lloyd Marcus. We Are Americans. God bless you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
We are Americans, good people, blessed by God, a unique experiment which has survived against all odds, with courage and compassion and a yearning to be free, grateful Americans, you and me, stay strong Americans in your quest restore liberty. It's up to you and me to bring us back where we should be. To the words of our fathers, penned in truth and dignity, faithful Americans, that's you and me. Though we fought a good fight, there is more to be done. We must all pledge our all.
creation under God. And it's time to repent from the things.
Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.